All right, folks, we are live this Monday, April 6th, and we have a very special program for you right now. We have Alex Jones with us riding shotgun. We have a guest, Sheriff Mack, coming up in after the eight-minute break. But what I really want to talk about is this Glenn Beck, just total disingenuous hit piece that he put out with James Meggs of Popular Mechanics. We're going to be going over their debunking, and we're going to debunk that six ways from Sunday. People, it was beyond pathetic.
And I tell you, Burmese, Richard Mack's been scheduled for a few weeks. He's addressing the big sheriff's conference up in Michigan, waking up the police and military against the New World Order, the true duties of the sheriff. So he's going to be on with you for 25 minutes after this first break. But then from 9:30 Central until 11 o'clock, for an hour and a half, we're going to switch chairs. I'm going to be in the pilot seat. You're going to be in the co-pilot seat so I can focus on this. Huge developments. Number one, the establishment's trying to use Glenn Beck to co-opt the growing, exploding states' rights, patriot, anti-banker, anti-New World Order, 1776 movement. Beck, I know, follows major hit pieces and other control systems. Beck has been proven to be doing this over and over and over and over again. And so we're going to be going over that. And I told people when he said, oh, I'm a patriot. Oh, I'm going to expose the corruption. Oh, I'm on your side. I think the FEMA camps are real, but I'm going to tell you if they're real or not. I knew it was a setup and going to be a hit piece. This is the guy that said arrest Ron Paul supporters before. And so people said, oh, Alex, don't get tough on him. He's woken up. And I said, bull, that guy's a phony. Not just all the evidence, but my instincts, my gut, my discernment. I even called it 3 weeks ago. I said, he's going to debunk the Chicago Amtrak shutdown station. How did I know? Because I knew that that was a fake story. I know the mind of the enemy, and I know what they will go after. And I said that 3 weeks ago. I said that last week, and I said it again today. I said, you watch Fox News tonight, and I said, you just watch. They are going to debunk it this way. I'm on record. I mean, how do I do it? Because I know fakes. I know phonies. I know how they operate. I also said that they would probably go after some of the NATO training facilities in Mississippi and Louisiana that are set up to be prison camps but are for drills. And people took photos of that and thought they were camps. And we linked to them years ago, and I found out it was bull. He would not cover civilian inmate labor camp program. He would not cover all the congressional hearings and documents in Houston Chronicle and New York Times and Wall Street Journal admitting they've got camps and clergy response teams are getting ready for martial law or PD 51. And he didn't. And he had Megs on from Popular Mechanics, the folks that supposedly debunked 9/11 with all of their lies and disinfo, you know, one of hundreds, saying no planes were ever intercepted in the year before 9/11 but Payne Stewart, when it was 167, according to the very major spokesman from NORAD who they spoke with. So I knew that when the flagship of yellow journalism was now going to be, quote, teaming up with Glenn Beck on a routine basis, that that was the case. Now, that said, after we're done doing that, this is totally blown up in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's face, in Raw Story's face, in Little Green Football's face, in Media Matters' face, and in the ADL's face, and in the Southern Poverty Law Center's face. It turns out that the police killer went on Infowars.com in the comment page and basically attacked me as a Zionist agent because I didn't spend all my time hating Jews in Israel. But I criticize the New World Order. So I have the Nazis and the ADL attacking me on both sides because they're both just little racial groups, you know, that are just, you know, despicable, all of them. And so they don't like that fact that I've been standing against them. So now it's come out this guy was criticizing me after all these newspapers said that he was basically following my orders when I was saying be nonviolent. And so we're going to go over that. This is a huge development, another big black eye for the establishment, just like they got caught with their operatives saying, kill Michelle Malkin, screaming over my shoulder for their own cameras to then go lie and say I was saying, kill Michelle Malkin. They all thought they had me, and then it backfired even bigger on them. The same things happened here in Raw Story, and others are now retracting and apologizing, saying, yes, it was all a setup. So we'll be right back with Jason Burmese and the Info Warrior. Stay with us.
And I can't help but wonder, no Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they died? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really
believe that? All right, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're going to be joined by Alex Jones in about 22 minutes. But right now we have Sheriff Richard Mack. He's going to be speaking at the Michigan Sheriff's Association in the Upper Peninsula on April 7th. That's tomorrow, folks. How are you doing, Mr. Mack?
Well, I'm doing fine. And Jason, right?
Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show tonight. And, yeah, it's been a long day. I left Phoenix this morning about 9, Arizona time. Got into Detroit, no problem, even though it was kind of snowing. And then ended up over in Green Bay, and now I'm at, where am I? I'm in Kingsford, Michigan, Iron Mountain area. And yes, we're lined up tomorrow to do a lot of the work that, quite frankly, Alex helped kick off for us. And he helped get my message out, and I'll be eternally grateful to him. And he really started this off with his show about 2 months ago. And the people of this country are really starting to wake up, and even people in the mainstream are starting to recognize that Marxism is starting to take over the national agenda in our own country. And this is something that we fought two world wars to prevent, and America was never to be a socialistic Marxist country. In fact, our Constitution was derived and developed specifically to prevent such an occurrence and to prevent such a government. And now, since Alex announced my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, along with the Power Hour with Joyce and Dave, this has just been going crazy. And I would have never imagined such tremendous success and people getting so involved. The Ron Paul groups are really getting involved in this. And people who are just looking for an answer and still looking for hope now have a book in their hands called The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, which shows that the sheriff is indeed the ultimate power and authority in his county, and has every responsibility and duty, authority and power to protect the citizens of his county from the incursions and criminality of the federal government. And the book is proof positive. And as you said, I'm speaking at the Michigan Upper Peninsula Michigan Association of Sheriffs, and I'll be speaking there tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow night at Kingsford High School at 7 p.m., and people from Green Bay would be able to make this in about an hour, hour and a half drive, so come on up, and at 7 p.m. I'll be speaking there. And this is a wonderful event, a rally of sorts to let people know that the Constitution still stands for freedom, and it's still intact as long as we're standing behind it. But there's no question that the Constitution has been replaced by a political agenda, political correctness, and a political agenda of the Republican and Democratic national parties. And they no longer follow the Constitution or anything the Founding Fathers said. And this is just a revival and restoration of those principles that our country was founded upon, and that's what this is all about. And it's to also convince and convert the sheriff to his oath of office. And I know that there's been a lot of talk about Oath Keepers, and I'm now working with them. And so this week I've been on the phone and internet with Oath Keepers, with Ron Paul. He gave me a call last Friday. And so this thing has been tremendous. And again, I want to thank Genesis and Alex and you and everybody else that's been so supportive, because this thing is really moving.
Well, you are a very important person right now, shedding light on how, you know, sheriffs do have the right over the federal government. And they can boot them out of there. And it's very refreshing to see a law enforcement officer who is pro-Constitution, pro-Bill of Rights, you know, knows what's going on in the country, and then to be so successful with your book, this has turned into quite a tour. And then to talk to other people and let them know, you know, this is what's really going on. And I couldn't agree with you more that, you know, both parties are part of this. You know, the Democrats and the Republicans are the same exact thing. And we have to get past these partisan politics, this left-right paradigm. And our listeners, you know, the people that listen to Alex, my show, Genesis, they are the best activists in the world, and they can get behind something. So, you know, I got to applaud you for that. Where is this going to take you afterwards? Are you going to continue on after Michigan?
This is just starting. I've already been to Winnsboro, Texas, and then Fredericksburg, Texas, and Tucson, Arizona, which is close to my home. About an hour and 45 minutes, and I've done Phoenix, Arizona with the John Birch Society, and then I've got Phoenix coming up again real soon, and then I've got, where am I going next? Oh, I'm going to be with Oath Keepers at the Lexington Lawn on April 19th, Sunday, so everybody, you want to go to where the shot was first heard around the world, well, this is going to be the second one. And so I'm going to be speaking there on April 19th, and then April, 24th, I'll be in Ohio, and then 25th, I'll be in Pennsylvania supporting Therese Agnew, who is running for sheriff there on a constitutional platform. Can you believe that? And she's got a great chance. She's doing very well in the polls. She very well could be the first elected constitutional sheriff in a long time, perhaps since I left office.
Well, it's well overdue. I mean, the fact of the matter is that that's why we support groups like Campaign for Liberty, because it is about taking over your local government, whether that's running for sheriff or city council member or, you know, if you're ambitious enough, a state senator or perhaps a congressman in your district.
It's the only place left. It really is the only place it left. And I say this in the book. You can forget getting anywhere in Washington, D.C. And yes, I love Ron Paul. I'm glad he's there. But he's basically alone. Mm-hmm. And voting, being the only person to vote no, is powerful, but it's really not going to restore the Constitution. But you can do it, just as you were pointing out. You can do it at the local level. And the book theme is this, and the book, it's actually a booklet. It's a booklet. It's 50 pages long. Mm-hmm. Everybody can read it. There's no excuses about, oh, it's too long, oh, I couldn't finish it. Well, I tell people the sheriffs can read this while they eat a donut and drink their coffee. It takes 25 minutes to read this book, maybe 35 at the most. And this is all action-oriented, though. That's what everybody needs to be aware of. This is action-oriented. This is a solution. And again, you only need a few people. You just met. If we could get our sheriff and maybe one of the county commissioners and maybe somebody on the city council and the chief of police or somebody in his department, you could do this basically with the sheriff alone. But you don't want to have him do it by himself. You don't want him standing there alone. He needs the people behind him. It would be great to have a county commissioner or board of supervisor behind him. What if the county commission made a resolution that we will not accept any more gun control from the federal government within this county, and the sheriff is to enforce that? How tremendous that would be. And the sheriff's getting together, let's say the Michigan sheriffs or the Texas sheriffs, where I spoke in Texas, there's 254 sheriffs. What if 150 sheriffs in Texas or 40 or 50 sheriffs in Michigan signed a letter to the federal government, to Obama and the gang out in D.C., and said, we understand you're going to initiate more gun control. Well, they will not be applicable. They will not have no application. They will not be recognized. In fact, it will not be allowed in the following counties. And then the sheriff puts the county, signs his name, and just make sure that you understand the people of these counties will not be taking your new ID, your national ID, and will have nothing to do with any more gun control. It will not be enforced in this county. Do not send in the BATF. They will not be allowed. And you see the power that happens when something like that would take place. It would absolutely be the next shot heard around the world, and nobody has to get hurt. And that's one thing I want to emphasize. This is a peaceful revolution or restoration. We mean no harm to absolutely anyone, not in or outside of government. We mean no harm to anyone. But make no mistake, we will stand firm in our belief and in our resolve to restore the Constitution and make sure that it is not violated in this county. And so,
well,
county by
huge.
County, we will take this country back.
Yeah, it would be huge. And, you know, we can do something. I mean, when that MIAC report came out a little bit more than a month ago, when that was sent to us by a separate sheriff, and we put that out there, basically they had to retract it. They had the governor's office had to get up and say, oh, we're sorry for putting this out. You know,
you're
we shouldn't
talking about Missouri.
Yes, in Missouri, when they were talking about, you know, demonizing Ron Paul supporters, Chuck Baldwin, Bob Barr, Campaign for Liberty, anybody who was against the Federal Reserve banking system, people
and
who
surely
had...
Surely Alex Jones had to be mentioned. What
no, he wasn't. Well, he was probably in the classified report, unfortunately, and not the one that was unclassified. Well, you know what? We had a caller on this show only a week ago say they got pulled over in Los Angeles County, and the officer said the reason was because they had a Ron Paul 08 bumper sticker on. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. Now, you're going to be speaking tomorrow at the Michigan Sheriff's Association in the Upper Peninsula. The website is sheriffmack.com if you have any questions, folks. Thank you so much for coming on, Sheriff Richard Mack. You know, keep going. I mean, I think you can reach the entire country. And if we had more and more law enforcement agents that were willing to step up to the plate and say we need to restore the Constitution and Bill of Rights, it would be so. We'll be back after this with Alex Jones, prisonplan.tv, infowars.com. InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. I'm just about to have Alex Jones in studio to talk about this Glenn Beck piece, and I can promise you it's going to be the first and most thorough debunking of their quote-unquote debunking of these FEMA camps. First off, the segment is called The Edge of Insanity, okay? And they show literally a little cartoon man who's bleeding out of his eyes and steam is coming out of his ear. So if you believe in FEMA camps, folks, you're on the edge of insanity. Ooh, spooky. Now, he also says that they thoroughly debunked 9/11 conspiracies, and that's why nobody believes them anymore. Excuse me? It's only 36% in major polls know that the government let it at least happen on purpose. 84% know that they're lying about it. But no, Popular Mechanics did a great job of quote-unquote debunking them. On top of that, they bring in 9/11 truth. You know, they're crazy conspiracy theorists. They're going to be the next Tim McVeigh. Tim McVeigh is mentioned once again. This is just a disgusting operation that these people are running. If you think that this guy could be halfway genuine and have a scum like Megs on, I mean, give me a break. Megs gets in there. He's got his little hair cut up on there, and he's like, oh, well, you know, you see this video and it looks very convincing, but when we actually went there, they're not planning to gas anybody. And you're thinking to yourself, well, who said anybody had gas chambers in these camps?
Well, notice, 3 weeks ago I predicted, last Thursday I predicted, and today I predicted, and we just spent an hour trying to find the four or five times going back to old shows. We couldn't do it, so we grabbed me today saying, you watch tonight, but everybody heard it. They're going to talk about the railway station up in Illinois, which is clearly a shutdown Amtrak, and you have the red customers, the blue customers, and they're saying, this is the red list, the blue list. And it was that Linda Thompson lady who the feds admittedly murdered everybody at Waco. They were shooting with machine guns, but she shows a tank and says it's shooting flames out, and somebody photoshops it in there, and then she disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if she's an operative or somebody was, you know, lying to her. But then the media debunked Waco, saying, yeah, the FLIR footage shows people being machine gunned and all of this, but it doesn't show a flamethrower. And so that's the kind of stuff that happens. And so they've got this thing from the mid-1990s that I found out was baloney back then. Millions of views now on YouTube. And so it wasn't a hard guess for me to go, they're going to go straw man, because that's what Popular Mechanics does. Mm-hmm. They go straw man. They don't attack what we're talking about. So today I did an hour and a half plus presentation on my show, and it's up on PrisonPlanet.tv now. We're going to have it on the Alex Jones channel. We want that to go mega viral, where I lay out all those folders there on your desk, what really happened there. But when we come back, we're going to debunk Glenn Beck, and then they've been forced to start retracting with what happened with the supposed white supremacist that also visited InfoWars and Prison Planet, you know, my follower going out and killing the three cops when it was just a domestic dispute. Now it turns out the guy was attacking me, one of these white supremacists you see posting every other comment, we're going to get you, Alex, you're a Jew, you work for Israel. I'm not Jewish, my wife's not Jewish, but it wouldn't matter if I was or my wife was. In fact, that, you know, that whole rumor comes from the fact that I talk about, you know, have Native American in my past, and then in my wife's, you know, off on one side of her family, they did have some Jewish relatives from Poland. That big secret came from me. But the whole issue is, it doesn't matter. I've got the ADL attacking me over here, and I've got the white supremacist, you know, attacking me over here. Then I've got the Israelis putting out propaganda that I'm a Vatican assassin. We did track that back to Israeli propaganda. They're really worried about me because I'm exposing the bankers. I'm exposing the New World Order. I'm calling for black people, white people, Christians, Hindus, Muslims. You know, I'm not demonizing any group, Jews, anybody. I'm saying if you're a free person that doesn't like tyranny, wants to be free, come in together. Let's join together and fight the globalists. The banks have stolen $12.8 trillion in 6 months. That's the entire GDP in a year. They're destroying us. We better get together and arrest the bankers. We better arrest the bankers, as Bill Moyers is now saying, and all these other, you know, big shots are now agreeing. You know, that's the solution. Don't let the bankers have total control. And so the ADL's attacking me. Operatives in the Patriot movement are attacking me. Glenn Beck's been attacking me. Sean Hannity's been attacking me in the past. ADL's attacking me. Southern Poverty Law Center's attacking me. They're all attacking because we are getting effective. We are the tip of the spear. So, folks, call everybody you know. If you're listening on the AM and FM dial, new station's picking us up, tell them tune into this station. Tell them tune in to InfoWars.com and the audio streams, or TheInfoWarrior.com, InfoWarrior.com. Tune in right now. Tell everybody tune in right now, because we're going to debunk Glenn Beck and his debunking with devastating accuracy. We're going to play their clip and analyze it. And we are going to get into the ADL with mud on their face, pie on their face again. And Jason, I appreciate the great job you're doing. You're going to be riding a shotgun with me so I can get in that cockpit over there and really go over all those documents.
All right, we'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Is not enough for me from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central here on the Genesis Network. I am now here sitting in the cockpit again, and Jason Burmes is riding shotgun with me, and he'll be chiming in with comments. There is a lot to get into. The Popolowski smear debunked, cop killer held opposing views to InfoWars. We learned this from the ADL. They attacked me today in a huge ADL report, but then they had to admit, actually, that this guy didn't like me. So we actually found out that he'd been posting on InfoWars, and we then went, and it turns out the newspaper that first attacked me Sunday knew this all along. Mm-hmm. They knew his handle. They talked to the police. They'd done the search all over the web. They'd found him on InfoWars. And they'd found out that he didn't like me and said I was covering up for the Zionist.
Yeah, they said that your conspiracy theory hate-mongering is what led him to do this. I mean, those are like almost actual quotes. Raw Story's the only people that have actually retracted it, as far as I know.
Exactly, but I mean, it's completely made up, mm-hmm. out of whole cloth. And the issue is, we criticize Israel for running over people with tanks. We criticize them for their apartheid top operations. That enrages the white supremacist and Nazis even more, because I mean, again, I don't like what Israel does, and I criticize Israel, but there's nothing more unsavory And the way they all, the Nazis all infight with each other, too. I mean, I am glad they don't like me. That is a badge of honor. But really, they're just jealous of anybody that can put two stones on top of each other and can build anything. And, you know, same thing with the black nationals that hate me and, you know, say they're the God race. I mean, I don't like the Zionists saying they're the God race. I don't like the Nazis saying they're the God race. I don't like the black Israelites saying they're the God race. I'm tired of your crap. Just stay the hell away from me. Go out, do whatever you want, you know, run around and decide you're, you know, the God race all day, somewhere away from me. I'm trying to fight the New World Order, globalism, the central banks, and I've got documents and mainline issues. So that's coming up, major debunking of these guys. It's up on Infowars.com right now. Now, that said, Glenn Beck and the debunking that he is engaged in, if we go back to the shows I did 3 weeks ago when Glenn Beck was saying, I'm going to expose the FEMA camps. It looks like they may be real. And I said, folks, I've watched this weasel for years. This is going to be a hit piece. He's doing this to get everybody's confidence. This is the guy that said, Ron Paul supporters are terrorists. Tim McVeigh's use the army on them. They're enemies. You know, they're domestic enemies. This is the guy who I knew was reading off ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center scripts. I've heard all this before. I knew he was being handed scripts at CNN. So then he goes to Fox, and he'll always talk about the New World Order and say, next, it's the Muslims. We've got to nuke them, you know, and start these wars. And I said, how is anybody falling for Glenn Beck, who just radiates insincerity and sliminess and fakeness, and his 9/12 movement to co-opt the Patriot movement? And I said, you watch, he's going to come out and debunk them, and he's going to say that it is, I give two examples. I said, he's going to go look at the Amtrak trains in Indiana and Illinois, one of the two, and he's going to say, look at it with barbed wire fences. It's just a shutdown Amtrak. It's not a FEMA camp. Which is true. And that's Linda Thompson, who put out the fake Waco information that then discredited all the serious info, the flaming tank. Delta Force was there on FLIR shooting everybody, but no. She puts out flaming tank, and then that discredits it. And I predicted that, also predicted that they would cover some NATO training bases in Mississippi and Louisiana that have barbed wire fences around them or set up to be camps, practicing what it's like in the Balkans. Refugee camps, because, you know, I'd seen it. We'd traveled there. We knew that indeed it was a foreign training base for U.S. troops to train in a foreign environment, and that it had, you know, Slavic stuff on the road signs to get them ready. And we'd seen the raw footage of Cooperative Nugget and other training events where they would then do dual training for the U.S. and overseas, and have role players who were playing the parts of Americans and then role players playing the parts of Serbs and others. So I predicted that it would be one of those two things. And today, again, and I'd like some of the listeners to go pull the stuff up from 3-4 weeks ago and last week. We've just been so busy and the limited staff getting ready for Burma's show. We looked for about an hour and couldn't find it. So I said, wait a minute, I mentioned it again today. So here is from today, before Fox aired, hours before, here's where I just mentioned the type of straw man arguments they were going to use. Here's the video from that for folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Folks listening on the radio, you'll hear the audio. In this presentation, I would ask listeners to check out every claim we're going to make for yourself, because the biggest problem we do have going for us is that most of the stuff I see on the internet is speculation or rumors, or they'll go show a closed Amtrak station and they'll say, this is a FEMA camp. And they'll show the ticketing area where it'll have red signs for these tickets and blue signs for those ticket holders, and it's not a FEMA camp. And when Glenn Beck does his debunking, he says he's going to do tonight, I have predicted that he will go with the straw man argument. He will show where people have been looking for FEMA camps and been incorrect instead of all of this material that he won't touch. Now, I'm told he went ahead and covered it on his radio show today and did, quote, debunk things. And it's on TV tonight as well. But we're going to go ahead and go through all this, and then you can go back and see his debunking and see if our predictions were right, the predictions I've made for the last few weeks. Stay with us. We'll go through it all when we get back. Okay, so that was live today. A lot of you watched that or listened to that. And then again, we don't have the staff. Go pull the stuff from 3 weeks ago and last week where I predicted it. And the issue here is, regardless, he's now come out with Popular Mechanics, the slime bags, and done exactly what I said. We're going to play the very video they played tonight. And with millions of views on YouTube, and then we're going to play what Glenn Beck actually had to say and break it down piece by piece with Jason Burmess. And this isn't about Glenn Beck. He's just a front man. But he is a knowing betrayer. He is an operative. If you want to see a real dyed-in-the-wool government operative, there's no doubt he's the real McCoy. He is getting daily Pentagon briefings. This is an operative. Normally they're just co-opted or controlled or already have a worldview the globalists like. With Glenn Beck, this is a operative. He is following, probably getting direct ADL orders. Okay, so this guy is bad. I mean, it's one thing to be New World Order and be admitted about it. You know, I respect Henry Kissinger and Rothkopf and all these elitists. I don't like them, but at least they admit what they are. With Beck, he's worse than Benedict Arnold. He saddles up next to you, sidles up, and acts all friendly, and then... I've noticed him on like O'Reilly and stuff. When he talks about Patriot stuff, he acts kooky and crazy, but says he agrees with us. He'll play the clown and look stupid when he talks about it and agrees with it. Then he'll act all serious when he's debunking it. He's a psyop, but I think he's a crappy one. I mean, but I guess they've got to get crap to stab America in the back. I mean, this is the level of crap. And you've got all these neocon followers who've woken up the Republicans and Democrats both being bad and are upset about Obama. And it's Beck's job and Fox News' job. By the way, Rupert Murdoch gave money to Hillary and Obama. To keep these guys on the reservation and to keep them under control. And there's rallies Beck's having all over the country where he teaches you there aren't FEMA camps, 9/11 wasn't an inside job, the government's basically good. And again, he'll talk about the New World Order, but then say, we've got to go ahead and nuke Iran. Burmess, before we play the Glenn Beck clip, your comments on all of this.
Well, I think it's especially disturbing because Glenn Beck is co-opting all these semi-awakened masses that we're seeing. You know, they understand that what's going on with the Give Act and the gun confiscations and the entire Obama administration, there's something wrong there. But at the same time, they don't understand that 9/11 was an inside job.
By the way, he's going to betray them on all of those. Yeah. He's going to betray them on the gun confiscation. He's going to betray them after some huge mass shooting with 75 dead at a school or something or at a mall. That's what I'm predicting coming very soon, unfortunately. God, I hate these people. He'll then say, I'm sorry, I'm for guns, but we got to register them. They're terrorists that have them. I'm sorry. Ugh.
I couldn't agree more, Alex. And what is really disgusting is that he's taking the Tea Party thing. And the Tea Party thing...
That was already spontaneous nationwide. He's co-opting.
With true 9/11 truthers and people who are against the IRS. I mean, actual patriots. And now he's taking that away from us. And he's bringing all these other people in. So when we go and talk to these other people, we're the kooks. We're the nuts.
Well, they've been commenting on InfoWars and Prison Planet. I'm sick of you 9/11 bastards and Ron Paul people. Get the hell out of our 9/12 meetings.
Yeah,
exactly. They'll come to our Glenn Beck events and, yeah, you ought to go to the Glenn Beck events. Half of them are 9/11 truthers. And Beck's got to hate it. So let's use their propaganda against them. Let's go to all of their events with copies of the Obama Deception and Terror Storm and Loose Change Final Cut and Fabled Enemies.
And this right here.
Yeah. Burmess is going to burn on disk for people all the mainline government documents. I mean, you can go to army.mil and read about the list of FEMA camps and Americans are already in them, okay? You can go read this right now for yourself. This isn't some train station in Illinois, folks. This is the real deal, and that's coming up. But you can also do activism, like take the PrisonPlanet.tv show I did. You just saw a little clip of it, an hour and 40 minutes long, roughly, and get that out to everybody when it's free on the Alex Jones channel. Nothing can stop you, at least for now. Well, Mother Jones admits Obama's basically shutting the web down. And this isn't Alex saying it, it's the liberals saying it. They say, should he do it? But you're absolutely right. We've got to counter Beck. I'm telling you, Beck is a key attack. He's a Benedict Arnold in our midst.
Yeah, no, he is a real big psyop right now. And that's why we're going to be going down to San Antonio on April 15th with copies of the Civilian Inmate Labor Program, copies of the Obama Deception, pictures that we just got sent to us, Alex, from a gentleman in Alabama who was taking pictures of the plastic coffin.
Well, that's another issue. He actually has plain clothes Blackwater, and I didn't believe this 2 years ago on his book tour, and then I confirmed it. He has Blackwater assigned to him.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
So he's an operative. Yeah. And you're looking at an actual New World Order throat slitter. Mm-hmm. I mean, by throat slitter, I mean slitting America's throat. This guy would take the knife and I mean, he's like, give me the money, New World Order. Give me the power. I'll sell these sons of bitches out. I'm an actor. I'm Glenn Beck. Let me at him. Oh, yes. So, he's a sick bastard.
I am no fan of Glenn Beck. And when he gets up there disingenuously.
Well, I mean, he's a piece of crap, fake liar who is completely disingenuous and taking people. That's why I hate Obama. He's got all these nice liberals thinking he's really anti-Bush and really anti-New World Order. And he's totally lying to them, selling them out to the bankers. That makes me mad. Well, Beck makes me even madder because he's posing as a libertarian conservative, and he is a piece of crap operative, period.
Yeah, what was my real...
I mean, my God, people, where is your discernment with this guy? I told you he was going to come out and say the camps weren't real. Now, I couldn't imagine Popular Mechanics would pop up. That's even too rich.
Remember when we first started talking about that? You didn't believe me when I told you that Popular Mechanics was going to be debunking the FEMA camps. I think you must have said it like a dozen times before it really set in. He's like, Popular Mechanics is going to debunk the FEMA camps? Wait, how is this even going to work?
Oh, they're really stepping in it.
Listen, they literally use lines like, oh, we couldn't check out all 600 facilities, but here's the train station. You know? I mean, really? You're a magazine with a large reach, with Hearst Publications.
Well, that's because they know. I mean, did you see the show today? I know you were getting ready for your own one, and we're going. I mean, did you see everything I covered in an hour and 40 minutes?
No, I missed it.
I mean, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Houston Chronicle, videos of the FEMA camps, videos of Congress admitting the FEMA camps, videos of congressmen being threatened with martial law, videos of congressmen talking about PDD 51 setting up martial law. Miami Herald. Where the camps are, a complete list of the civilian inmate labor camp they kept secret for 11 years with American prisoners already on the camps. We're just going to have to go to these camps.
I guess we are. Around,
you know what? I mean, I'm tied down here doing the show and all this, but I mean, I'm up here at night. I went home, had dinner for 2 hours, the family came right back. I'm not bitching. I'd live up here if I had to, because I am so sick of the lies, Jason.
No, I'm so sick of them too, Alex. And when you have people calling in, even in my show, oh, you know, give Glenn a pass. Let's see what he's going to say, Jason. I mean, I really think that he's starting to wake up. One person called me up. He said, you know, I know Glenn personally. He's a really good guy. He's saying what he can. I'm like, you're out of your mind.
Glenn Beck would literally, there's no doubt for power. There's no doubt that guy would sit there watching families in trucks going off to FEMA camps. I mean, he loves it.
Yeah, no, he's the kind of guy that would literally push you down as he ran away from a serial killer like, oops.
That's why the elite love him. I mean, listen, I can look at Glenn Beck. That's the thing. This guy radiates sliminess and fakeness and cattiness and traitorousness. I mean, he is just the most worm. I mean, it's like when you look at a cockroach. You know it's disgusting and filthy and dirty. I mean, I look at Beck and it's like a giant cockroach in a suit and tie, acting all friendly and real, and it's not real. Don't you people have discernment?
No.
Well, forget discernment. Pop, he says there's no FEMA camps, and I, Burmese, are you impressed that I can peg exactly how he debunks?
No, exactly, and he sits there and tells you. I am impressed. Alex, that's why I'm here.
No, I know the enemy.
You do know the enemy. When I saw him, listen, there's a point at the video, Alex, during the end, where he literally looks right into the camera. He kneels down to the American people, and he's like, I'd tell you if they were real. I would. I really would tell you if they're real. They're just not real, folks. Meanwhile, they have the little animated character that is bleeding out of his eyes with steam coming out of his ears on the edge of insanity. On the edge of insanity. While Glenn Beck gives his best Jimmy Swaggart, folks, I'd tell you. I would. I'd tell
you. Well, that's what's so sick about it is he's getting off. Con artists and psychos get off on conning people.
Yeah.
See, that horrifies me. I love being real. I love, you know, having honor and putting my life on the line, which I do every day. Folks, we got sharks circling us. And then meanwhile, I see somebody enjoying going, I'm sorry, I told you I'd tell you if they were real, but they're not. They're not. I told you. Oh, I'm sorry. Meanwhile, it's all admitted in the Houston Chronicle. And this guy is so sick. He's counting on people not checking into it.
He is. He's begging for us not to check into it. He's counting on people like us not to show up to his little tea parties. You know, that's why we have to go. We have to go with about, I'd say, 30 or 40 copies of that civilian inmate labor, hard copies, hand them to people. We need to come out with the pictures
of the ladders.
Well, you
know what's going to happen? He's going to have those Blackwater guys come up and go with their sunglasses.
That's fine.
And, no, I know, but imagine being that anti-American trash. Imagine being so committed to destroy America, you're guarding a literal sack of maggot juice. I mean,
bring him on, Jones.
I mean, Glenn Beck, ladies and gentlemen, is anti, he is the opposite of what freedom and liberty and honor is.
No, he's anti-humanity.
I didn't know they stacked dog crap that high.
Yeah, no, he's anti-humanity.
I mean, I'm sorry, folks. I mean, that he is literally a pile of dog crap.
He's literally a person with no self-discipline either. He always is bragging on the air about how he's a former alcoholic and his life was in shambles and all this other stuff.
No, he says that when he's playing the part of a patriot to discredit himself, and then he'll act like a clown on other shows. He'll go, I believe in a new world order, and then go, really, I do.
Well, I knew he
was doing it all to discredit us. He is a piece of crap who thinks you're idiots. Glenn Beck is the enemy of the Republic.
Well, I knew he was pro-New World Order as soon as I saw him lavish Saakashvili. And Mr. Saakashvili of Georgia, you are doing the greatest thing for your people, and I just commend you. And then Saakashvili is like, you don't understand, Beck. They're against the New World Order. And Beck just... shut up. He can't shut up. He has to shut up when he's praising the New World Order.
I know. And meanwhile, Glenn Beck, it's terrible how the Russians snuck attack Georgia. The Russians were snuck attack. But again, stay with us. Got Burmese's swarming adolescent music. I'm just joking. I like it. There's a new Metallica song. Was this an Overkill, or is that pretty new?
It's the Death Magnetic one that I gave you today. Yeah, no. It's
very
it's
Christian.
Brand new.
Very Christian.
Well, they got the Judas kiss in there.
No, it is actually anti-New World Order.
It is.
Okay, what is an anti-New World Order? They'll all be on the ADL list next. Let me just stop you there.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening is... we are the tip of the spear, the patriot movement, true liberty lovers. The banks have stolen $12.8 trillion in 6 months. That's the GDP in
That's
6 months.
That's public.
And meanwhile, if you talk about the bankers, the ADL attacks you. And then Glenn Beck, who's been demonizing patriots and saying we're all McVeigh types, and Ron Paul supporters are McVeigh types. Don't forget that. He said it again tonight. But if you believe in FEMA camps, you're a McVeigh type. When McVeigh was actually a federal officer, and that's now been declassified, that's now leaked. Now, that's been in major newspapers if you didn't know. So let's go ahead and start, play a few minutes here, a few minutes there, of Fox News tonight. This is up at Infowars.com. We put it up on YouTube. But here is the video as we debunk the debunkers. Let's start with the video, and we'll analyze this. This will take a while. Then I'll get into the newest ADL deal, trying to claim I'm connected this guy that shot the three cops, when it's now admitted the guy that shot the cops didn't like me and was attacking me. So let's go ahead and go to that first clip. Here's Glenn Beck.
A little over a month ago, I had a call. It was like the one.
You know what happened? We never tested that video clip. Hit pause. We never tested that video clip. And so what's happening is when stuff gets transferred into that TriCaster, it's not working. So we have to test those clips. Those clips must be tested before we put them on air. Or it's me or Jason on air sitting here with it not working. Now we're not Glenn Beck. That's literally probably got 50 people there working for him, and they still have some problems. But this clip is coming up, maybe.
They actually had problems on this clip. He was trying to play a video, and a similar thing did happen. So of
on
course,
Fox.
No, on the clip we're about to debunk, they literally had the same problem where he tried to go to a clip and no dice.
Okay, so. well, the gremlins all over this. Aaron told me he put this on YouTube.
Can't we
just play it off YouTube? Can't we just do that? I mean, can't we just do that? Or I can go and do it myself, I guess.
We only got 2 minutes anyway, Jones. Let's just talk about it because it is ridiculous. I mean, all right, for instance, they make a big deal about the turnstiles, right? In that woman's video, because the only video they play of any camps is from 1995, folks, literally almost 15 years old, older than most of your children, this video that they played to debunk. And then they show separate turnstiles from a similar facility and say, see, look, it's not the prison type's turnstiles. It's a different one. It's easy. And then they insinuate, and they do it very trickily. Like they say, well, what about the gas chambers? Now, I don't know if this woman ever mentioned anything about gas chambers. And then later, Beck goes, yeah, I think they were replacing the gas for heat or something like that. Like, that's what the woman was saying. So all over this are straw men. For instance, Megs will say, just like with the 9/11 conspiracy theories, we couldn't check them all. You know, there are 600 and some facilities here, but we did check a couple. Now, this is a mainline publication. They would be able to... This is 600. Jones, I think if we put our minds to it, we could check at least 100 of these in a year.
Well, I mean, let's be clear.
Yes.
They list a whole bunch of camps for the American people on the Army website. You Google civilian inmate labor camp program, Army Regulation 210-35, and you've got it right there. So... And again, I did an hour and 40 minutes on this today, going over all of it, the executive orders for forced labor camps. It's all on record. We do have the clip now. We're going to come back and play that and analyze it, then get into the ADL stuff. Huge developments there, because this attack on me by the ADL, by the Southern Poverty Law Center, by all these newspapers tying me in with the cop killers, that's an attack on your free speech, and it's an attack on pro-Second Amendment groups. So that's why we're going to expose that as well. Big developments there. I'm sitting in here with Jason Burmis on his...
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. I'm, of course, riding shotgun with the commander, Alex Jones, in the command center, command chair. And we are about to go to this Glenn Beck on Fox News clip. I mean, it's just disgusting,
this
folks.
This guy is the king of slime.
Yes.
I mean, this guy is literally the roach paper.
He is Wally Weaselfist. He really is. He is just...
I believe Glenn Beck... is the most disgusting person on earth. He's worse than Peter Powers.
Ooh.
I'm serious. He is just literally a bucket of monkey punch.
I feel like I might hate O'Reilly a little bit more. He's definitely my top three.
At least he's a man and gets angry and blows up and stuff. I mean, Beck is like a... and I mean, O'Reilly doesn't act like he's for the Patriot Movement and stab us in the back. He just attacks us.
That's true. He does just rapidly attack
us. There's nothing worse than an interloping, lying, deceiving, treacherous betrayer.
Well, let's play.
Listen, who is a betrayer? It tells kids, "I've got candy. Come get in the car with me," and then tricks them. See, that's what Beck is like. He's into tricking the American people. Come get in the car with me. I'm a patriot. Get in. I mean, I'm sorry, but Glenn Beck's got problems. I can look right through his skin, folks. I mean, I can do this. And especially with really evil people. And I mean, he just radiates evil, radiates degeneracy and lies. And just, Beck, you're a piece of filth. You really make me want to throw up. You are a disgusting person, and you know it, aren't you? And let me tell you, hell's real, buddy, and it's waiting for you. And I know you're a dirtbag. And look, it's going to come out sooner or later, the crap you're into. I can look at you, and I can tell you, Beck, you are a sewage line straight to hell. Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, this guy makes me sick. Okay. That said, I'm sorry. Control yourself. Let's go ahead now and play Glenn Beck as we analyze this Pentagon propaganda, literally brought to you by the Pentagon, building FEMA camps everywhere. Here is Glenn Beck.
A little over a month ago, I had a call. It was like the 1 billionth call from a woman who asked me about FEMA prison camps. And I said to my producer, I said, can we just please debunk this or prove it to be accurate? I kind of snapped on the lady because, honestly, I'm sick of seeing the emails about the FEMA camps. I got something from friends that was about Nancy Pelosi, and it was completely bogus. Look, let's just stick to the facts. There's enough truth out there that pisses people off. We don't need all the lies. The basic idea is setting up evil...
Stop right there. Back it up a few seconds. He's talking about something about Nancy Pelosi, and it's a lie. It doesn't even say what.
He's basically saying that there's so many bad things out there. Let's keep it to the truth. See, these FEMA camps aren't true, Alex, so we've got to stop talking about them.
But, I mean, it's in the Houston Chronicle.
It doesn't matter, Alex. James Meggs is here. He's got a bad comb over.
It doesn't matter if I have congressional hearings and have played all the video?
Alex, no, it doesn't. I'm on national television. I'm Glenn Beck. I have.
But I called it. I said they're going to go for a straw man. Look, just keep playing him. My God. My God.
All right, hit it, guys.
Is that FEMA is setting up evil concentration camps to be used against U.S. citizens. Now, along with the 9/11 truthers, this is one of the most pervasive conspiracy theories on the internet because it comes with supposed video. There is the video proof right there. That video now has had well over a million views on YouTube. So we set out to get the truth. And quite honestly, I don't believe that there are FEMA concentration camps. I think that sounds kind of nuts. But if there are, I'll show them to you. If there aren't, I'll show that to you.
We set out to get the truth on it, and after our initial research, I came in and I said, wait a minute. We can't debunk this? Well, no. I thought we had done enough research to get the video. I wanted to line up video side by side. Apparently, there hadn't been any debunking done at all, and there was no video side by side. Well, predictably, the media started claiming that somehow or another I believe in these conspiracy theories, even though I said on the air a million times I don't, and I've said that for years.
All right, hit pause. We're going to go to break and cut back to this crap. So this is Linda Thompson, 1995. This
one
is the
video.
One video he's showing, and he's saying he has now debunked it forever.
What exactly did Popular Mechanics do if they didn't shoot any video other than of train tracks? I don't get it. That was their massive investigation. Here are some train tracks. It's unbelievable, folks. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Furmus, back with Alex Jones and Glenn Beck's nonsense after this, PrisonPlan.tv, InfoWars.com.
We will expose the Pentagon propaganda literally on the other side. There he is.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind.
Oh.
Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them.
You know, we had this group on that were fans of the show.
Yeah.
As if we don't know they're fans of the show. War on for your mind, InfoWar, all of that. Okay, let's just stop right there. By the way, I should feel good with the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center attacking me. It means I've arrived. They're attacking Rush Limbaugh now, Michelle Malkin as basically terrorist, and Lou Dobbs. So, I mean, they're really widening their net of trying to discredit people right now. So we're going to get into that coming up a little bit later with the tragic shooting of three police officers that the media tried to tie me to, and it's now blown up in their face. As it turns out, I was being attacked and been criticized by the white supremacists. So now if you're attacked by the white supremacists, you made them kill the police. That is coming up. All right, let's finish up with Beck. I don't normally froth a name call. Except when I was talking about the Queen of England last week. I mean, there's a few.
But you pent that up. I mean,
he's probably the groom of the stool.
Yeah, we knew about that for a while. You held off until the actual grooming day, whenever they were actually picking through it.
Yes, well, when Obama was worshiping her. So, I mean, I just can't handle it. I'm looking at a picture of Peter Power here bragging more about how they did drills with the exact same targets attacked at the exact same time on 7-7. And, I mean, just the sniveling, the arrogance, how they get off and look at you like you're stupid. Beck does that same thing, and it just enrages me when people think they're getting it over on me and they think they're conning me. Okay, I don't like it. All right, let's go back to the effeminate weasel himself, the fairy, Glenn Beck.
Not to mention the entire time they were running their mouths, we were working with an independent group to debunk them or to prove them.
Hit pause. Rewind that. If you see him sassing,
they're independent.
No, I mean, but he's literally ninnying right there, and he's going, the mainstream media attacked me saying that I believed all of this, and he goes, when I was working with an independent group, let me cut to my little friend, my little date for the evening, Mr. Meg.
How much time do you think Meg's actually spent to debunk this? What do you think, Jones?
I can't handle these wimps. Why is this trash ruling us, God? Why are the people so cowardly putting up with their crap? Why can't we take the government back and get all the CIA files and have them all arrested? God, I hate traitors. Oh, God, help me. Let me have them. Let me get them. Just give me that, God, please. Let me see him. Let me see him in prison. In prison, you traitorous filth. You God. Oh, yeah.
It'll be a party
it's
at the office.
It's probably good that I don't have a show at night, because this is when I really wake up. And I just want to back it up and play that piece of trash. Go back to the government operative. Go back to him.
Yep, go for it. Play it
their
up, guys.
Mouths, we were working with an independent group to debunk them or to prove them.
Come back.
I also said that.
Sorry, Juan. Cut to Burmese does him better than me. Go ahead.
An independent group to debunk them.
No, you did it properly. It's more
oh my God!
He looks like he should be running, heroin chic fashion show in Paris.
Oh, it's he definitely looks like he's wearing God. Some eye makeup or something.
Oh,
I mean,
God, baby,
he's got the.
Oh, I mean, I'm sorry. This is the hardcore patriot leader that will defeat the New World Order. By the way, you're all McVeigh people, and I'm going to unleash FEMA on you. But I am your friend,
and they're debunked.
Oh my God.
All right, we should play some more of this. Let's play some more.
Let's go back to him.
running their mouths, we were working with an independent group to debunk them or to prove them. I also said that on the air over and over and over again.
Look at this.
But who listens to context? The one guy that can actually set the record straight here is James Meggs. He's the editor-in-chief of the
independent
group I was talking about, otherwise known as
Popular Mechanics.
They did an incredible job in the writing of the definitive debunking of...
That's who runs the New World Order, is little twit, powerless nerds who enjoy scamming everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Look at them.
Did you notice the graphic yet?
One day!
Alex, did you notice the graphic yet? Go back to it. Look at the graphic. There it is.
Blood coming out of the eyes and smoke out of the ears.
Edge of insanity.
We're covering the edge of craziness. If you talk about FEMA camps in the Houston Chronicle, Wall Street Journal, and New York Times, and all the TV programs admitting they're getting ready for martial law for your own good and 20,000 troops on the streets of America, you're totally insane. Now let's cut to two twits.
Yeah. I mean,
two effeminate twits. Oh, here. Let's go ahead and cut to his date for the evening, Megs. Go ahead. Here it is.
Everybody knows now is not true because of Popular Mechanics, except Rosie O'Donnell. James is here now to do the same with the FEMA camps. Okay.
Oh.
Let's just start with the easy stuff here. There are...
Hit pause. Rewind it. Notice the mind control. It's mind control. The visual is this, the blood, the, you know, coming out of the eyes, the, you know, the smoke coming out of the ears, the steam. And everyone knows 9/11 wasn't an inside job now, but Rosie O'Donnell.
You know, I had one of those.
But World Poll show the majority think something suspicious was going on. We got Michael Savage coming out with 10 million listeners a day saying the government's going to stage terror attacks to bring in martial law. In fact, cue that up. And then we've got him saying everybody knows the moon is made of cheese. Everybody knows the earth is flat. Everybody knows Glenn Beck's a real tough guy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, how you doing? I'm Glenn Beck. Hey. Anyways,
well, I usually get a lot of my news tips from either my Facebook or my MySpace page, and it's been a while since I've had a hater on about my stuff, but always, Jones, is the same exact thing. I had one this week. Oh, Pop, you're scum. Popular Mechanics debunked everything you had to say. And, I mean, it was just a two-paragraph-long diatribe, and I said, all right, obviously you've never seen any of my work. I'm like, here are my two films for free. I own these guys in a debate. They refuse to debate me now. Please just... you know, watch this stuff. And then if you still feel the same way, come back and debunk
me. And what do they say?
I either hear... 90% of the time, I get a very short and curt email back a few days later. Geez, I didn't know any of this was going on. Thanks for the information. Sorry about the email. Or I just get nothing.
What's going on, Paul?
he's asking me what I would say back to them. I don't answer them.
Okay, well, listen. Yeah. Let's go ahead and go back to the fashion consultant, Glenn Beck. Here he is.
Because of Popular Mechanics, except Rosie O'Donnell. James is here now to do the same with the FEMA camps. Okay, let's just start with the easy stuff here. There are, and just want to collapse this as quickly as possible. There are things that, yes, FEMA has a right to have camps, and they could do things to help people. And if you wanted to go down the crazy...
See? Hold on, I've always said... They're going to, FEMA has a right, really, to be above Congress and tell Congress they're not part of continuity of government. No, that's high treason. And we could play congressmen right now saying that FEMA tells Congress they have no authority. And I played those clips on my show earlier today, the different congressmen saying it and the PDD 51. Now, he then expands on this, yes, to help us. See, FEMA does have camps, but they're just to help us.
And I've got to quickly collapse everything into this 9-minute segment. And the next point he's going to make is that, yeah, they have these powers, but it takes literally millions of things to happen and go through before they can use them. Millions?
No, under PDD 51.
And it's instant.
Under the executive orders, Congress is out of the loop now, and it came out in government documents in the 80s and again last year.
Rex 84.
Wait, I forgot to cover on my show. All the White House memos got released where they said the president will be a dictator, will arrest the media.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they're saying that we got blood coming out of our eyes, smoke coming out of our ears, because we're not effeminately prancing around like Glenn Beck. Look at him.
Yeah, and
look
meanwhile,
at him, what he's thinking about right there.
Meanwhile, during the...
I'm sorry, folks, but this guy's a real piece of crap. All right, I mean, listen, let's just go back to us. Go back to him. I should be more professional.
They actually could be. But there's like
rewind it. Yeah, I want you to hear this. Now, they do have some camps, but it's to help you.
Yeah, you know,
there's no camps, but they do have camps to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
they're just secretly training the preachers to tell their flocks to turn their guns in and go into FEMA camps, and we just exposed that a year and a half before it
came
out.
And we've got another preacher coming up. I want to let people know that.
Don't leak that out.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
But the issue is that we've told the truth. The people are listening now. So the best the New Order can do is trot out popular mechanics, known PSYOP front, known government operation, back to William Randolph Hearst. And literally,
waning sales. I mean, this is literally what they're going to have to do as a profession eventually because they're not selling any magazines.
No, they're just going to work for the government. Yeah. and tell us the sky isn't blue. Now, let's go back to the two gentlemen, if you can call them that.
There are things that, yes, FEMA has a right to have camps and they could do things to help people. Oh, and if you wanted to go down the crazy road of, but they could be turned into, they actually could be. But there's like a million other steps that have to happen.
That's correct. And what we did was we looked into these claims. You know, you can't go and visit every one of the 600 sites that some of these conspiracy theorists claim. So we started looking at the ones that are most popular on the internet.
Okay. And let's show the video. First, show me the video that is on the internet. This is one of the so-called concentration camps, or this one's actually, go ahead, show it. A death camp. Do we have it? Okay, we don't have it yet.
Oh, it's my show.
I can't keep going because this is kind of built around the video. That was the reason why we waited. There it is.
This small building is the only way into a particular fenced area. Inside this building, we see more of the motion-activated detectors, electronic turnstiles.
Okay, there's no sound. How come I'm hearing the sound here, Frank? Okay, this is something where they're showing a so-called concentration camp. These are turnstiles. This is in a secure behind the fence. I don't know how they got this video when it was behind the fence, but they went in and got this video.
That's enough. We're going to come back and play the rest of it. I can't handle it. You know, again,
they're here to help,
Mermis, how did I predict out of the hundreds of videos it would be this one?
I don't know.
Listen,
Jones.
There are YouTube videos where the listeners did what I told them, and they go to the listed 20-something camps in here. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, there's guard towers. They're in the bushes, barbed wire facing in, helicopters flying around, dogs barking. And it's admitted they've built these, and it's admitted they've got prisoners in them right now, federal and state prisoners, to get everybody trained for this. Again, we have more people in prison than any other country in the world. They are getting rid of our rights every day, and all of this is happening. And Glenn Beck, you know what's going to happen? Them trying to discredit this is going to make folks look into it now. That's the great part, is they try to discredit us and try to shut us down with these straw men things. All it does is make more people investigate for themselves, and they find out it's worse than we're saying. Jason Burmes, take us out.
It's the Info Warrior, folks. We'll be back with Alex Jones and this Glenn Beck hit piece after this.
Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, am
I, it's good stuff right there.
So hard.
I know, it's good.
Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know.
Glenn Beck doesn't like this. If he hears this music, he like melts like the witch in Wizard of Oz.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Okay. I can't tell. I get faded on this. I'm sorry, Jones.
No, it's okay. I'm melting, Glenn Beck. Okay, no, seriously. I've been trying to make jokes out of it because it's so depressing to see somebody as evil as Beck. You rarely see a lower circle of hell golem-like creature out in broad daylight. Literally, you will rarely see someone this wicked. Okay, and folks know I've reserved this only for Beck. I mean, this guy is the demon creature. Let's go back to him and one of his fellow golems, Megs, who refuses to debate me. I called him on one show and called him a liar and brought up all his lies he wouldn't comment on.
Yeah, no, I had the opportunity to debate him on The View and they canceled. They wouldn't do it. You know, I mean, come on. And I was supposed to be on the Glenn
Beck
program.
Because he's got to be on with another little oily, chicken-necked frat boy.
The day I beat up on him and David Dunbar on Democracy Now!, I was booked for Glenn Beck later that afternoon. It was the fifth anniversary of 9/11. I literally got a call a half an hour before we were supposed to show up. No need for you guys to show up. We can't do it. And then Glenn Beck used his little propaganda tools. Instead of thousands of us, there were hundreds of conspiracy theorists. And Meg's got 5 minutes unchallenged by anybody to spew his propaganda with that bad.
All right, but let's go back to the two creatures. Here we go.
For it, right? And what did you find?
Well, it's not very hard to find. Like so many of these things, the truth is actually fairly evident. This is an Amtrak repair facility in Beech Grove, Indiana. The woman who made this video initially claims that it's some kind of American Auschwitz, and they've outfitted buildings with gas, and they've got these strange turnstiles. In fact, it is a repair facility. We set a crew there the other day, and we got
footage. Is this your video? Inside.
Yes. So initially, they had some old buildings that were boarded up that have since been knocked down. But we also went inside the other buildings, and sure enough, what did we find? They're repairing trains in there.
Well, trains, I believe Auschwitz had trains. I'm just saying, Jim.
Well, once you go down that road, you can't really, if somebody's convinced, wants to be convinced of that, you can't really debunk that.
Do we have the video with audio? Because if we don't, I don't really care. The video with the audio about the boarded up buildings with the gas chambers. Do you have that?
In yet another fenced area, we see a large warehouse building at the end, with the electronic turnstiles in front of it.
Okay. That, they were putting gas heaters of some sort in there.
Right. And what we found out is, first of all, one of those buildings has been knocked down. The other ones were upgraded. Their heating system was obsolete. And more than 15 years ago, they upgraded them to gas heat so they could work on the trains.
This is these videos, they're not new. Everybody is saying, oh, this is an Obama thing. I thought this was a Bush thing because of Howard and everything else. But that's...
Did pause. See how they try to confuse it like it should change each administration? Oh, was it Bush or is it Obama? Oh, you're wrong. No, it's the shadow government National Security Council that the Washington Post admits is running Congress, running everything. I mean, this is openly... And then you've got General James Jones in the CFR newspaper saying, we're setting up global governance and I take all my orders from Dr. Henry Kissinger. Mm-hmm. And we're setting up global government. I mean, hundreds of articles last week saying world government, global currency. But we were kooks and wrong about that. So what they'll do is they'll go find some guy under a bridge who's saying, the aliens run the Federal Reserve. They'll cut to him. That's how a straw man works, instead of us covering our own documents, and go, see, this toothless man under a bridge is wrong. Aliens from the planet Pop-Tart do not run the Federal Reserve. That's how a straw man works. Now,
or they'll just say, you know, Kissinger doesn't run anything. He hasn't been part of any administration in 20 plus years. And then you say, well, that's not exactly true. They wanted him to head the 9/11 commission. It came out that he was actually advising.
Pope.
Well, yeah, he was advising the Bush administration on the Iraq war and on intelligence. We know that he just went to Russia on behalf of the United States with George Shultz to talk to the Russian president.
But I was digressing on that point. They're saying in the CFR.
Yeah.
It's a real group, CFR.org. They brag. We're setting up global government.
We printed the paper from May 2008 where they outlined exactly what just happened last week.
I know. So none of that exists either. So what does Beck do? He goes out and gets straw man. And he said last time Max was on, he said, we're going to debunk all of this. Mm-hmm. They're going to say there's no mass graves, even though we have the government documents and mainstream news saying they're building graves for flu pandemic. They'll say there's, you know, none of this, none of that. Get ready for it. But the issue here is something I didn't get to in my FEMA camp expose today that was in the stack was that here in Austin, and it's in my film Police to the Takeover, they took old 747 hangars and they put bolts and chains in the floor and admitted it's for citizens during emergencies.
Pier 57 in New York City during
Pier
the 2004.
Pier 57 in New York. In fact, I'm going to give you guys some photos during the break to pull up for people. But the issue is these are dual use. And I had local media then go try to debunk me and go, look, we're out here at the old airport. This is a movie set. Yes, but at the end of it, they have that FEMA camp and I have Fox News locally admitting it. So, see, that's how straw man works. We'll be right back.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn.
But see, in Vietnam, they could have media there to show people what was really happening. Now they're embedded. You can't allow that. Okay, there's a few more minutes left of this disgusting piece. And again, straw man is how they operate. There are 9/11 truth groups that we've tracked back to government operations, most of them. We wish they were just idiots about no planes hit the towers, holograms,
space beams.
And clearly, then the media only focuses on that to discredit us instead of all the real evidence. And it's the same thing here. They go out. This is the same lady that the FLIR footage was out. The fact that they killed everybody at Waco was out. Delta Force in congressional hearings, it was admitted that they were ordered to go in and kill everybody. I was watching the Senate hearings, the House hearing. I couldn't believe it. And then meanwhile, she puts out a video saying the tank was shooting flame out with where they photoshopped the CS gas. It was spraying red.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When they did fire incendiary grenades in.
Yeah, that did explode.
So I mean, why did this woman always make crap up, this lawyer? I don't know. But the issue is the fact that they do show these train facilities, that is, they took an old bus depot, Pier 57, which we're going to put up on screen here in a minute, in New York City, and FEMA paid to, and they put 3,000 protesters there, and you try to videotape it, and the police would run up and threaten to arrest you. That's a giant pier with a huge bus terminal in it that goes all the way in, you know, a couple hundred yards, and they had barbed wire inside and the fences, the same thing they had in Austin. That was even on the local news. They said, oh, during a financial collapse or economic emergency or anything else or New Year's parties, we're going to take people out here and bolt them and chain them to the floor, and there's porta potties. So, and FEMA paid for that under continuity of government. So all of this is admitted. So who knows? There could be something going on at that Amtrak track when she was there 15 years ago, but I doubt that. And she didn't say gas chamber. She says, here you have a building. Here you have, you know, new gas system being put in. She doesn't say to gas people, but you know, she could have been implying that. The point is that they choose that instead of all the other evidence.
Exactly. This is a video from 15 years ago. Well, if they want to go 15, 20 years back, why not talk about Rex 84 coming up in Iran-Contra and that program? Why not talk about the fact that multiple members of Congress said if they didn't pass the bailout, they were threatened with martial law? You know, why pick the Amtrak station and the one video out there, the one discredited video? Why do that?
But that's how I was able to predict what they do.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a prayer. I've done all the research. All of this is real. So they're not going to touch this, Jason.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, we've sent all this to Beck.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is that I'm sure Beck is getting a 1,001 of these emails today on your presentation alone on these FEMA.
Look, he's on 300 radio stations. He's on Fox News. For a month and a half, he's been saying he wants information about the camps. Then he goes to the weasels. And then again, I'm thinking, okay, there's two fake things out there. There's two fake things out there. But see, the one was too real for him. Barbed wire fences, machine gun nests, guard towers, a mock prison camp / refugee camp for troops to train in. See, that would have looked too real for them to go, oh, this isn't really a camp, though it's not really a camp.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, I guarantee you they looked at that, too. I said it'll be that or it'll be the Amtrak train deal.
No, they sent out a crew of photographers, Alex. Everything's
okay. By the
way,
why would there be big turnstiles, though, at a... Because I always thought that was a train facility.
Yeah,
a train
why would there repair. Be... Yeah, why would there be those...
I mean, I'm not saying it's even that, but, I mean, it is weird.
Yeah.
So, and that is where they put FEMA camps. In fact, the old timers 20 years ago, we had the executive order saying labor camps, FEMA camps, and all that. But the old timers who'd worked at these facilities said, no, they're at the shut down military bases. Well, then they introduced this bill and say, oh, we're going to turn the old bases into FEMA camps.
Well, even Nazi camps, Alex, you know, people will argue to this day, oh, they had a health spa, or oh, they had an orchestra there. Oh, there was a pit for them to play in.
There was a swimming pool for them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's another issue. Germans that lived in towns, in one famous case, above a camp,
mm-hmm.
who could see down into it, didn't believe it was there. They did lie detectors and they didn't believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have pieces of bone out of the furnaces wafting over, falling on you. Oh, it doesn't exist.
Complete denial.
Yeah, and you know, that's the same thing going on today,
but
folks.
The video told me the girl was being taken care of and she was learning new things and so happy in the camp, Alex. I mean, they literally, those were the newsreels.
Well, let me tell you
day.
Something. They're taking retarded children, they're taking infirm people, and they're killing them in the U.S., and that's on record. And it's the same thing how it started in Germany. So be aware, folks. Be aware we're in deep trouble. Now, let's go ahead and go to the rest of the Glenn Beck video. Here it is. It's just
even true. No, this video actually dates from about 1995. But like so many of these conspiracy theories, it gets recut and re-edited and circulated around the internet. So some people who are looking at it have no idea what the original source was.
Okay. So the turnstiles are there for... They were there. They're not there anymore?
Right. The turnstiles were just ordinary subway turnstiles that would be familiar to anyone who's ridden the subways in New York. And they were used just to clock in and out their employees. Now they replaced them with small kiosks that have time clocks.
Who is the woman voicing this?
Her name's Linda Thompson. And back in the 90s, she was one of the leaders of the so-called militia movement. And she made a number of videos.
Wait, this is the militia movement that, Timothy McVeigh was involved with?
That's right, yes.
Okay.
And not to necessarily tie her to that, and yet at one point, even many of the fellow people in the militia movement started to move away from her a little bit when she recommended that some of her followers should march on Washington and start executing senators. So, you know,
let's stop there. She was definitely an operative. But the issue is that, I mean, there's really no doubt of it. She disappeared, you know, into nowhere after all of this, trying to stir up a revolution.
Once you start saying execute senators, I mean, give me a break.
Well, the issue is if she's not a Fed, she would have been arrested.
Yeah.
Now, let's go back. What do you do when it's coming out that the troops were there killing everybody at Waco? You have a lady come out with a fake flamethrower video. Okay. When everybody knows the boom is for spraying gas, it's going to be discredited in 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. That's how you dirty the whole honeypot. It's a turd in the punch bowl. How do you do that with the FEMA camps? Again, that's what this lady always did. And so who are the operatives now using? Now, you notice that in this video, they tie McVeigh to it. Lawsuits were filed. Federal affidavits were filed. It has come out the Southern Poverty Law Center was running the Elohim City white supremacist compound. I mean, this is in major newspapers and Associated Press and all over. I mean, this came out. Is the Trinidad case where the lawyer sued and got all this. Also, McVeigh has been videotaped at a base a year after he was in the military. Classic. You know, top of his, you know, did a great job, medals in Iraq.
It's clearly him, too.
He disappears into special ops. And then later he told Terry Nichols and everybody, I'm a government operative. We're setting up the militia movement. And that's what he did. He traveled to hundreds of militia meetings, hundreds of gun shows. He traveled to Waco. He traveled everywhere so that and there's no doubting the feds bombed it. I mean, they were caught inside. They had to kill local police that exposed it, like Cop of the Year Terrence
Video
Yankee.
Of a rider truck on the Oklahoma City base like a week before the attacks.
Camp Grouper with the military loading fuel oil into it. and police took that. Police were in a small plane.
Guy died.
Obvious, yeah. Well, they killed a bunch of them is the point, yeah. Yeah, you talk about it, a bunch of cops got killed. So all of that's going on. And the cops knew because they showed up a minute after the bombing, and BATF was in bomb gear telling doctors, patch me up for my injury. We were on the 9th floor, and they're like, you weren't in the building. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you're going to die next week then. And then it turned out the BATF was doing drills in New Mexico of blowing up rider trucks with ammonium nitrate the month before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't make this up.
A video of the SWAT team going in with the bomb gear in Road to Tyranny, literally. And let's not forget Frank Keating, the governor, on record talking
about... His brother writes a book where a
Thomas Keating.
Yeah, where a Tom McVeigh mm-hmm. bombs a federal building and then martial law.
The Oklahoma City federal building, and it's dedicated to the Knights of the Secret Circle.
Which, I mean...
and Keating, his brother, who's the governor, is on two different media reports. It's also in your...
removing bombs.
Yeah, Masters of Terror, it's in as well. Talking about the sophisticated devices that are being removed.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, they're tying this all to McVeigh again when that was all part of this myth to police that the – we got to get a cough button on that mic for you. That this myth to police that patriots are going to kill you, we see in the Mayak report. And that's what's so suspicious about so many of these white supremacist reports where it's tied into the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Immediately, they accuse me – of somehow being involved with this police shooter, and now it turns out I was being attacked by this guy as a Zionist agent.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this is ridiculous.
And only one story so far has retracted. The Pittsburgh Gazette was especially malicious. That was the one I actually called Hooge up yesterday before your show to let you know. Because they don't try to they don't try to differentiate between you and Stormfront. They want people to believe that Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are anti-Semitic. In fact, I blogged about it yesterday.
But, I mean, that's not going to work. Let's go ahead and finish up with this clip. Here is Glenn Beck.
Members. Apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Okay.
And yet you'll see a video made by someone like that embraced by people from all over the political spectrum without really knowing what the source is or without checking out if it's remotely accurate.
Okay. One last question. I want to show you. Take a look at this picture. Can you put this picture up, please? This is another one, and we're going to have you back tomorrow and just answer yes or no. Is this is what they claim, this is a concentration camp?
Yes, it is.
It is. Are there atrocities going on in that camp?
There's every reason to believe there is.
Is this a government-run concentration camp where atrocities, every reason to believe atrocities are going on?
Yes.
Now, tomorrow, I will ask him the one question that the conspiracy people never want to ask. And I'll ask it, and we will show you. Wait until you see this tomorrow. By the way, if you want to get all of the information and more on the FEMA
guaranteed, Jones, that's to demonize the fake Muslim enemy. I guarantee that's someplace out in Iran. Mark my words, that's going to be in the Eurasian region, whether it's Iran or Saudi Arabia. It's probably going to be maybe even in Pakistan. It's probably going to be one of the axes of evil enemies.
Yeah, that's what they always do, is they always, I've seen this, that's what I'm talking about. He'll go, I'm going to cover the New World Order, their secret plan for world government. By the way, Russia's running it with the Iranians.
It might actually be North Korea, because that's now
hip probably
to,
North Korea.
Yeah, that's really hip to go after now.
But he won't tell you that ABB... ABB gave the reactors to North Korea with Donald Rumsfeld as the head of it. So they're ignoring all of that. You know, we've done an hour, 15 minutes on this, and I want to just go ahead and get into the other subject. But notice how he plants the hook to get you back with his new co-host, Popular Mechanics Disinformation Officer. Mm-hmm. And so, but, you know, he's going to show you a real FEMA camp, but it's those evil foreigners. Exactly, folks. We've learned what the foreigners do. We don't want to see that repeated here. And this is how, in foreign countries, they brought the tyranny in incrementally with the exact type of crap that you are seeing right now. Okay, on the subject of the Pittsburgh shooter was fan of online conspiracy theories, the Raw story has retracted and apologized, claiming that he followed my views and equating us with Stormfront. That's good that Raw Story did that, because I know Raw Story knows who we are. Years ago, they've run some of our news. Mm-hmm. Very large liberal website. Okay, the guy at the Post-Gazette who I talked to Sunday morning after the piece was published, I called him, and I said, why are you equating me with this guy? How do you know that he was a fan of mine? And he said, oh, I don't think he particularly liked you. He just visited your site. Well, now we've learned the police ran this guy's handles, gave it to the local media, and that they found out he'd been posting on InfoWars. And this writer at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, he knew the guy was on InfoWars.com attacking me. Mm-hmm. And so if you've got a book on your bookshelf and you commit a murder, I guess they're going to go through and they find Mark Twain on your wall. They're going to blame him. Then you've got the ADL. They were, at least in a sickening way, nice enough. Let me see it.
This is just the most unbelievable. Just read it.
Well, first they say websites like the neo-Nazi Stormfront forums and the anti-government conspiracy InfoWars site fueled his racist, anti-Semitic, and conspiratorial mindset. So the implication here is there we got the cops killed. Then you look later in the ADL story, and it says one of Popolowski's favorite places for such conspiracy theories was the website of right-wing conspiracy radio talk show host, I was just left-wing a few years ago, bashing Bush, Alex Jones. Popolowski visited the site InfoWars frequently, sharing links to it with others and sometimes even posted to it. One of his frustrations with the site, though, was it didn't focus enough on the nefarious roles played by Jews in these conspiracies. So they go ahead and imply that we're attacking Jews there.
Yeah.
No, we attack the crimes of Israel.
Yeah.
Just like we attack the crimes of anybody else. We're not attacking Hindus, Muslims, Jews, Christians. We're a news show.
Yeah.
Trying to tell folks what the banks are
doing. We're not racist. We don't attack racists.
And it goes on, for being such huge players in the endgame, he observed in a March 29, 2009 posting to InfoWars, too many InfoWars are surprisingly unfamiliar with the Zionists. Yeah, actually, we found his post. The guy attacked me in there.
Yeah.
Saying the favorite popular stuff of, you know, Alex Jones, you know, lives in Tel Aviv or some such bull.
Yeah, we're all Mossad. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would be scared to death to actually go to Israel, because I know Israel is very corrupt and hates my guts. But I'm against what Israel's doing, because they run white slavery rings, run methamphetamine, child kidnapping rings, admittedly, is involved in all this evil. But does that mean because their government's evil that all the Jews are evil? No. So I get attacked by the ADL because I criticize Israel. But then the shameful white supremacist and Jew haters, I mean, I've not found, just as a group, a more just vicious, hateful, lying. They make crap up.
They're really unhappy people, Alex. I mean, if they're the epitome, I've never met a happy Nazi, ever. They're always angry about something. Every racist out there always has a chip on their shoulder.
But it's okay to be angry. The issue is they're delusional. I mean, I know a lot of people they attack, and myself included, and it's all made up crap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's not anger with a purpose. It's an anger because they're different.
Well, I mean, the issue is when you say one group is the source of all evil, and you get rid of them, you're fine. That's bull, man. Evil is in all of us.
Yeah.
And it's an inside job. We have to fix it inside ourselves. And we're not going to bring the world together and defeat tyranny in the New World Order. You know, the evil, corrupt globalists are unified.
Yeah.
And they've got us all balkanized fighting with each other. So all of this went on. But the good issue is there's a story that is up on Infowars.com right now. I had it here in my stack. It says a Pulaski smear debunked, cop killer held opposing views to Infowars.com. We'd appreciate it. Everybody got this out to everybody because some people are like online going, this guy was a young hero as they came to take his guns. The first shot in the new American Revolution has been fired. This is a guy whose dog was peeing on the rug. He's 22. He's lost his job. He's out of the Marines. His mother tells him to get rid of the dog. This is now confirmed. His mother's on record.
Yeah.
She tells him to get out of the house. He says no. And she's stupid enough. She should have just waited, cooled down. You know, you should never escalate. Calls the cops. The cops come. He throws a fit as they walk in and double caps them.
Yeah.
Kills two. Then more come in. He kills them. That's the second American Revolution isn't beginning with somebody shooting cops down dead in cold blood at mommy's house.
Yeah.
The second American Revolution is going to start when they try another Waco, or when they try to gun confiscate, or when they kill a bunch of old men or whatever, like they do in Illinois, who won't turn their guns in. That's how the second American Revolution is going to start, and we hope it doesn't start that way. We hope it's peaceful. And that's the moral to this whole story. Police and military, they want to demonize the Patriot movement. They want to have you go after our guns. When you do it, if 1% of gun owners fight you, that's a million combatants. You will be wiped out, and a lot of citizens will be wiped out. Let's arrest the bankers that have been engineering this New World Order takeover. Let's bring them to justice that have stolen $12.8 trillion instead of infighting with each other and playing this divide-and-conquer game. Let's come together against criminals in government. Let's take our nation back with a peaceful second American Revolution and bypass all the bloodshed. That is my greatest hope, and that's why it was asinine to say I was tied to this, and now it's been debunked.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus
is look, control. Burmese is going to have open phones on the Glenn Beck piece. I want to hear some apologies, because I got a lot of calls and emails going, come on, give him a chance.
He's number one.
You know, totally discredited, folks. He did exactly what I said. I said he was going to come out and debunk them, and I said he was going to use the trains. Because, I mean, I know how this piece of filth, and they're lazy, too. The government's real lazy. They just went and found one thing. There's actually more than one thing. A lot of it's bull.
Yeah.
And because, I mean, I noticed no one wants to actually read a civilian inmate labor camp program.
It's too
nightmarish. They just want to see a picture of a truck and claim there's guillotines in it. You know, I mean, again, they're rolling the camps out to sound good. Like Beck said, well, there actually are camps for your safety. So all of that's being done. On the subject of the ADL and others, we have a lot of enemies in the Patriot movement who are also just jealous of our success. I don't know why. I mean, I'm up here late at night busting my ass to save this country. So you guys, you know, shouldn't attribute godlike powers to me and, you know, just, you know, try all this stuff. But you have to understand, when I'm attacked, it only makes me bigger. You know, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I think it's in Isaiah or one of those books. But the point is, but it does hurt the overall movement for liberty and freedom. And that's why it hurts me. Actually, all these attacks just elevate me. All these lies just elevate me because there's no substance. It's like when they got caught, Michelle Malkin and others, with their operatives screaming, kill Michelle Malkin. That blew up in their face big time, and now everybody knows. It's now been a retraction by one publication. Others are talking about it. It's now come out that this guy was actually attacking me and that, you know, we're calling for nonviolence here. And I told police that as people get paranoid thinking that you want their guns, whether real or not, and clearly Obama does want to ban guns. That's, you know, his attorney general on record, that if the cops try to go after guns, this is the one subject. People are just ready to die, folks. They are not giving up their guns. Understand that. And so the establishment wants to march you into something you're going to lose. Join the American people. Let's fight the New World Order together under the Constitution, under the rule of law, under the Bill of Rights. So that said, and, you know, that's really where I want to end it tonight. I've got a meeting I've got to have on the next film out there. So I'm going to be working, listening to the callers as they call in, and as Burmese does a great job in the final hour here, but it is despicable to have the newspaper knowing that he'd posted on my site attacking me, and that's why the guy giggled on the phone and said, well, he didn't really like you, but he is.
And then they associate you with Glenn Beck, you know. I mean, in that Daily Kos
article. That's done to elevate him.
Yeah.
Okay, but notice the main attack is, oh, Glenn Beck, you know, he's weird, but Alex is the really bad one. We've got to get him. And so this is an attack on free speech, and this is an attack on the Second Amendment, because this is the crew that wants to restrict free speech in the internet and talk radio. So there you have it. I mean, you know, this is a Stormfront person attacking me. And it's too bad that this guy did this. Another unstable person. People could say, well, it looks like it was set up. This is in perfect time for the MIAC report. I don't know. Probably not set up. My gut tells me that, you know, it's these home disputes, these domestic disturbances, police will tell you, that are so dangerous. And he just threw a fit. The cop showed up and he killed him. And the media is so scared of what I'm doing and is so freaked out by what we're doing here on air that they are now attacking us in many other ways we're not even getting into here. I mean, there were people last week saying I murdered William Cooper. Folks, I never met William Cooper, interviewed him once. I mean, he had a shootout with police. And I said that was horrible when it happened. I mean, now I've done that. I'm a Zionist agent. I'm a Vatican agent. Look, folks, all I do, the reason I'm dangerous is I cover the actual documents. I cover the news. We talk about global currencies. We talk about things before they happen. We talk about real issues. And that's why we have the system going after us. That's why they're turning, you know, all the stops off here, because we have got a movement going of people really waking up to bring the bankers to justice, and then the New World Order fails. Jason Burmis, I want to thank you for having me in here. We'll give the number out when we come back, and Jason will take your phone calls in the final hour, one call after another. Stay with us.
The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. I hope you enjoyed the last 2 hours as Alex Jones and I picked apart Glenn Beck and his buddy Jimmy Meggs. We're going to be taking your phone calls. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Before I go to your calls, though, I want to go over some of the headlines that I didn't get to cover today. Soros says U.S. facing lasting slowdown. Now, again, this is another thing we've been telling you for years, that they are going to crush the U.S. economy. They are going to bring us into second or third world status, more than likely second world, you know, elevate Mexico into a higher level of living, lower us, bring in the North American Union. But Soros is being very open, very honest by saying, hey, guess what? No economic recovery in 2009, probably not in 2010. We'll see what happens. And he's actually being quite honest with that. All right, so there's Soros on his little train. AP cuts newspaper rates, moves to protect web news. The Associated Press unveiled rate cuts on Monday to help member newspapers reeling from declining advertising revenue and said it would sue websites that use its members' articles without permission. See, print media is dead. It's over. And that's why Popular Mechanics is on Glenn Beck, because they have to start doing these shows. They have to become relevant outside of the print medium, because the print medium is almost dead. So what the AP is doing here is they're making a power move and saying, look, we know newspapers are dying. We're going to cut our rates on people who want to advertise with us in those newspapers, and we're not going to allow people to post our stories without paying. And people that do, we're coming after you. See, that's one of the big... I don't really get a lot of AP stories on here unless they're from Fox News or MSNBC or something like that, because you can't go to Associated Press without being a member and check out their news stories. That's why I go to Reuters, all right? So not a shock there either, folks.
This is something we've been talking about since the inception of the InfoWarrior here 5 weeks ago. Carbon fee proposed by Oregon legislators. You don't think you're going to be paying a carbon tax? Well, guess what? You are. It's here. Oregon would slap new fees on all carbon-based energy, including motor fuel, under the draft legislation pending in Salem. See, we got a shot here to stop this crap, folks. This is an issue that we all have to take up and say, you know what? I don't want to pay a carbon tax. You're right. You're right, Burmese. You're right on this one. A carbon tax is a bad idea. I don't want to pay for breathing. I don't want to pay for living. Give me a break. All right? So it's right here, and it's in, Senate Bill 80. Pending in the Senate, would create a cap-and-trade system to reduce carbon emissions in the interest of slowing global warming. We told you it's about a tax. It's about a tax. Here are a couple other articles out of Reuters. Carbon cap deal, very difficult, UN climate chief. And if you don't think it's about global government along with your carbon tax, it's right here. It's all about global government. It's all about more control. Another one out of Reuters. Government CO2 market growth may deter green spending. It's all about bringing everything green. I mean, give me a break. They actually, in this article, they're a little more honest. They're saying, oh, it might not be as good as everybody's saying. But it's still promoting it. What they're telling you is, oh, well, it might not be as good because everything's not in place. And we really need more infrastructure built up for this CO2 market growth. It's just like Ted Turner getting up and saying we need a sustainable population. And we're going to create billions in revenue by doing it. If we don't do it, the climate will be 8 degrees hotter. We're all going to be cannibals and die. His words, not mine. Obviously, I think that is utterly ridiculous. But it's here. I mean, Tennessee is already looking into the carbon credit system. Oregon is now trying to pass legislation. Do you understand it's here? We'll be back after this, taking your calls. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmese, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. Jason Burmese, we're going to go to your calls. Let's start off with Abdul in Minnesota. Abdul, you're up. Yes, sir.
Mr. Burmese.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate this opportunity to speak with you, and I wish I had a chance to speak with Alex, but that's okay. I really like what you guys do on the show, and I like how the new website is looking.
Oh, cool.
It's pretty high tech.
This is the new PrisonPlanet.tv, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. Just touching a couple of points real quick. The Glenn Beck, I love how you guys can joke around and still yet be serious about it. I checked out his show a couple of days ago. He had this total propaganda piece where he was talking about how the New World Order, it was going to come and take us over and the Baker bailout and all this junk.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the commentary, he's basically like telling like all Americans lay down and take it up the boots. Like, you know. Just be there and be a slave. Sit there and be
what
a slave.
What day was this? Did he use the New World Order terminology specifically? Or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
this
he
is,
was showing. He
was
he had,
yesterday
he had this,
or the day before? Was
I
it
think
yesterday?
It was the day before.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a big green screen behind him, and, you know, he was talking into his microphone like he was trying to be patriotic and talking about the Tea Party and how he's going to do all this and the 9/12 movement and all this. I was like, this is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave him a chance, and I was like, okay, Glenn, you know, make your position, you know, let it be heard, but don't sit here and double speak the whole time, which he was doing the whole time. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's how he rolls, is a bunch of double speak, and he really tries to, again, he tries to go after the semi-awakened masses and co-opt our movement by bringing in tea parties. I mean, again, who is the originator of tea parties? It are people within the 9/11 truth movement, I've taken part in some, and within the anti-IRS movement, true patriots. But he's going
that's
to
right.
take that idea, and he's going to make it look like he started it, and he's going to co-opt a bunch of well-meaning people into believing his brand of truth, which is anything but. I thank you for the call. All right, let's jump to Matthew in Texas. Matthew, you're up. Yes, Matthew.
Hey, Jason. This is Matt San Antonio. Basically, I've got some more information on the Tea Party preparing for Glenn Beck's arrival here.
Yes, for those that don't know, Glenn Beck will be in San Antonio on the April 15th. We've been talking about it. We are going to have a presence there. We're going to be printing the civilian inmate labor program documents up. We're going to be handing out copies of the Obama Deception, my films and Alex's films, and we're really going to try to take this thing over. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, yes, sir. That's exactly what we're going to be doing, and I got some information now that Glenn Beck will be going on air live in front of the Alamo, and they are asking that no one have signs behind him while he's on air.
Mm-hmm. And, so it's at the Alamo, and now yes, is it gonna be how are we gonna get in? Is there gonna be restrictions? Do I need to get a ticket for this? I mean, what's the deal? Are they gonna have private security? Do you know how this is gonna go down or what?
Yeah. I've been listening to local talk radio, and the website is sateaparty.info.
Mm-hmm.
And basically all they're saying is, I mean, you don't need a ticket or anything. We can just show up, and they're expecting 3,000 to 5,000 people. And the area in front of Alamo is actually pretty small, man. I don't know how this is going to, you know, I can't picture it. It's a small area. They're going to have to have a good area quarantined or blocked off, so it's going to be people walking around. I mean, over here, San Antonio Change, we're planning on getting there early because his show starts at 4.
Mm-hmm.
So we're planning on getting there maybe 1 or 2 and, you know, scope out the area, talk with some people, like you're saying, hand out some civilian MA programs, talk with people one-on-one, and then try to get a spot behind the stage and hold our signs low and try to cover up our bullhorns and just wait till he gets on air, basically. But, yeah, they're saying no signs. They're trying to get security. The security is going to be park police, which is, it was park police before on one of our videos that tried to grab our camera out of our hands in one of our older videos, so... I mean, we're going to be dealing with off-duty park police doing security.
Well, we will be engaging the enemy on the front line. I hope that a lot of people will be joining us. If you're in the Texas area, he's going to be at the Alamo in San Antonio. The InfoWars crew is going to be there, and we are going to be passing out the true information. And what we just debunked on these FEMA camps, you watch tomorrow. I guarantee that last concentration camp, quote-unquote, that he showed is not in America. And he's going to say these are the real enemies. There are the real concentration camps.
And I'm sending out a mass email to the SAT party and the other three Glenn Beck groups with just loads of the documented information and videos, and I'm sending that out right now. As y'all were talking, I was looking everything up, and we'll see what the SAT party and Glenn Beck zombies say. So, yeah, good job tonight. Y'all did great, Jason, and y'all take care. God bless.
All right, thanks for the call, Matthew. All right, let's jump to Coyote in Colorado. Coyote, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I have a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
There's a thread running under the on prisonplanet.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's an article about the super thermite.
Yes, we're going to be having Stephen Jones and Kevin Ryan on about that article. It ran on Raw Story, and basically they said that they found unactivated or can't remember how they put it.
Unburned, yeah.
Yeah, unburned thermite. I've been telling people for years that the legitimate research on the World Trade Center and the controlled demolitions has come from Stephen Jones. For years I've been saying this. I've been saying, stop looking at these other people that are showing
That's
you pseudoscience.
Right.
These are the guys that are showing you the dust particles. This is
talk,
the guy that is doing the real experiments.
Physicist.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk to the man that knows. And, you know, it's interesting because on this thread, we have a super shill on there.
Oh,
he is,
sure.
He is a Marine who knows everything that happened that morning. Everything that happened.
Well, don't you know, they always know? All the debunkers always know exactly what happened.
Exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And you know,
the passport survived the plane crash, sir. Don't you understand? Passports can survive plane crashes and building demolitions.
Without even a burn, not even a smudge on it, you know? I mean, hey, you know, and what happened to the front landing gear? What happened to the nose gear? What's going on with that?
Yeah, you know.
And, but the thing that's really, what was Marvin Bush's position with electronic surveillance?
I'm not quite sure what his position... Oh, you're talking about how he was part of security at not only the World Trade Center, but he was also part of the firm that was doing the security on one of the airports. Logan Airport is the other... Yeah, it was Securicom, which later became Stratasec. But even further than that, Jeb Bush in Florida declared martial law a couple days before 9/11 for his brother coming down there. I know there's nothing suspicious at all about 9/11. The hijackers can be trained at U.S. bases, list their home address there, have their driver's license at the Pensacola Navy Station. We can have the vice chancellor of the Defense Language School come on and say, oh, well, I trained some of these guys. We can have Otta trained at Maxwell Air Force Base, and we're the conspiracy theorists.
Exactly. Even CIA pay stubs. I mean, come on, guys. How far into this do you have to go?
And not only that, the hijackers come through Saudi Arabia in the CIA department. We literally had the head of the visa department in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, in my film, Fabled Enemies, talking about how it was a CIA post to smuggle in Islamic militants with their asset, Osama bin Laden. And then 17 of the 19 guys come from this place. Yeah. Yeah, give me a break.
Timothy. Yeah. All right, man. Well, it's good talking with you. You're doing a good job, dude.
Thank you, Coyote. I appreciate it. Let's go to Brett in Indiana. Brett, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Hey, just wanted to say real quick, Monsanto is doing one good thing. They're paying me to talk to you right now.
And how is that going?
Well, I'm making sure that no one's around so they can hear me talk. But just real quick on the Glenn Beck thing. You know, so many people are kind of on the fence about the truth movement and all this stuff. And then Glenn Beck comes on, what was that, 3 weeks ago, and says something to the effect of, you know, I can't debunk them mm-hmm. about the FEMA camp.
Goes on Fox and Friends, which has a large morning audience, you know what I mean? And then says so on the show. Really, really putting the vibe out there that this is something he's really looking into. It's coming from the heart. Cries that week on the air. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, thinks his hoax in and then gets everybody listening to him and then comes on here and today and spews all that rubbish on that one fake video or, you know, the...
One video from 95. From 95, and they're all debunked. The guy admits there's over 600 facilities. They went to one. What a crack team of journalism. One in 600. Well, that is just so impressive. Wow. I mean, give me a break. Did you see it? Are you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv at all?
Oh, yeah.
So you saw the guy who's underneath while they're doing the report, who's supposedly edge of insanity, bleeding out of his eyes with steam shooting out of his ears, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, give me a break. How can you even say that's legitimate journalism when you're putting up a graphic of that nature? Go ahead, man.
Exactly. Well, and what I want to know is what is Popular Mechanics, what is their... credentials to cover stuff like this. I mean,
what was their credentials
about
to cover 9/11? They had none.
Right.
I mean,
they're
covering
talking about cars or I don't know the new something.
They should be talking about the new ride a mower, the new tractor out there. I mean, that's literally or the review the new iPhone for me, you jackass. Don't tell me that you're going to debunk FEMA camps by going to one in 600 facilities. It is disgusting. Thank you for the call, Brett. We're going to jump to, I believe, who's up next? Let's see. Donna in New Hampshire. Donna, you're up. Yes, Donna.
You guys did a great show tonight.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to also bring up, too, when Migs said something about the fact that, they went to the Linda Thompson site over in Indiana, but they didn't show any footage of the buildings being knocked down, as Meg eloquently put it, nor did he show that the turnstiles were taken down and the kiosks were put up. And, that's the thing that really got me and got me fired up. And I certainly agree with Alex that Glenn Beck is definitely a sewer line straight to hell.
Yes, he is. I thank you for the call. We're going to be going to Steve in Texas, AJ in Georgia, and more. The call line is 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're going to continue to take your calls. It's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, good evening, Jason. Hey, first of all, I wanted to say I finally splurged tonight and I got my subscription to Prison Planet TV.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so it's nice to be able to, you know, actually see you guys instead of just listening to you like I've been doing. And also, I further put my money where my mouth is. Not only have I already gotten my own copy of The Obama Deception, but I today went online and I also purchased a copy, which I sent to my oldest son as a birthday present. His birthday's coming up later this month, and, you know, several years, he's going to be 21, but I remember, you know, several years ago, even though I'd showed him Alex's video, The Road to, you know, Tyranny, 9/11, he just thought, ah, it's just a bunch of crap. So, you know, and I sent him a note with it saying, look, this is for real. Watch it. It's serious. You need to check this out and, you know, see what's going down. Mm-hmm. And I told him happy birthday, so I'm hoping he'll take that seriously because he's got a good head on his shoulders. He just needs to get it in the right place. But, you know, I was thinking, first of all, you know, as far as I saw the picture you guys put up there of this despicable, you know, Glenn Beck, and I just had this thought. You remember years ago Black Sabbath had a song out on their first album, Paranoid, called Fairies Wear Boots? Well, I was thinking we should do a copy of that, except change the name to, in honor of Glenn Beck, Fairies Wear Suits and Work for Fox. And I think that's real fitting, especially hearing Alex tonight, boy.
No, he was fired up tonight, my man.
Yeah, well, and understandably so. I mean, the guy's just a traitor. But I wanted to say that today I had an interesting experience. You know, I work in sales, and I was calling people. I do insurance. And so I called this woman as a follow-up from a previous call, and, you know, she had said previously, because Obama was getting elected. Now, here's the funny thing. She didn't mention Obama, but I want to see what's going to happen with the economy. She's in the real estate business. So I called her back today a couple months later, and I said, you know, are you still interested in doing anything? Are you still wanting to, you know, wait with the economy? And she goes, nah, we'll find where we're at. And I said, well, what's your take on that? What do you think of the economy? Well, I think it's bottomed out, and it's going to come back now. And I said, well, I want to give you some information, and I told her about InfoWars, but when I mentioned the Obama deception, she goes, you know, I'm sick of hearing about all this Obama bashing. And I tried to tell her it's not bashing, it's just the truth, and he's just a puppet, and it's but who's behind him. Well, she hung up, so I called back, talked to her secretary, and I said, I just wanted you to pass a message along to this woman. I said, first of all, give her this information, gave her the website and the name of the documentary again, and then I said, tell her this. The way you reacted tells me that you're not a citizen, you're a slave. You are brainwashed, you're not even willing to listen, to reason, you won't consider things, you just have this knee-jerk reaction, and that tells me that you're not a citizen, you're a slave. And it's unfortunate. I mean, that's what we're up against. And, you know, there are a lot of people that are starting to wake up, but unfortunately, because of guys like Glenn Beck and Obama, there are millions out there who, you know, unfortunately probably are going to end up going to the camps before they wake up to see that this is for real.
Yes, from the ignorant masses to the huddled masses is what they will become. I mean, I guarantee it. I mean, if you want to buy into this crap that they're spewing on the mainstream media, they got a place in those camps for you. I promise you that. Steve, oh, yeah. I thank you for the call, my friend, one of the better callers. Very big regular on the show. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to AJ in Georgia. You're on the line. Yes,
yes, sir. Jason.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to commend you for taking calls so well. I love Alex. I've been listening to him since I was on shortwave. I'm 35 now, but you know, he's really hyper, and I love that. You know what I'm saying? I have the same type of personality, mm-hmm. but you seem to be able to take calls very well, and I like to, you know, to be able to hear people out there, you know, what's on their mind without, you know, Alex jumping in so many times because he's so hyperactive, you know what I'm saying? But I love him to death, though, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, this Glenn Beck, this GB guy, you know what I'm saying? I think his GB on his little insignia stands for goofball because he is just a pansy, man. I don't know if he's married to a woman or not, but
At one time, he supposedly was. I don't know if that's the case anymore. He's always crying about how his marriage went to hell because he was such a drunken loser. He may have actually gotten rid of the drunken part. I don't know about the loser part, but I mean, he was an old DJ. He's like a shock jock.
He's so ingenuous. You can see right through this guy, man. I mean, come on, people, you know what I'm saying? It is not hard. You know, they picked that one topic. Yes, I want to come back and tell you guys about the Dragonflyer X6 UAV RC helicopter that the police are using to spy on us.
All right, we'll talk about UAVs on the other side with AJ, and then we'll take Chris, Bruce, James, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, 866-582-9933, theinfowarrior.com. Not just for the military anymore. AJ, why don't you tell them how your local police department is now using UAVs? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, check this out. I was just checking a little some old hobby for myself, you know, and I come across this Dragonflyer X6 rapid deployment, you know. This is something that's basically out of the range of the normal hobbyist. It's like $14,000 just to start out with, but all the gadgets that they have that this little thing can carry. And what it's really designed for, if you look at it, it's basically for one man to go out and into any neighborhood and maybe into a van to deploy this little vehicle that can run for 25, 30 minutes in the air and basically sit there on GPS status and roam on itself and has a FLIR capability, look through your windows and things like that. You know, maybe if you're on the, you know, might be doing the... something you're not supposed to be doing, you know, this thing's going to catch you, you know what I'm saying? I mean, or whatever. If you look at this stuff on the internet, just Google it, Dragonflyer X6, you'll find some pretty cool stuff, you know what I'm saying? But,
They're openly talking about this, and you're not the only place. I think out in Florida, Miami, they're using it.
I would like to get this thing and come to work for you guys. You know what I'm saying? If I can get enough money, I would like to go cover these FEMA camps over from an aerial view.
FEMA camps don't exist. Glenn Beck just told us they don't exist, and if you believe in them, your eyes are going to bleed, and there's going to be steam coming out of your ears,
you guys,
my friend.
Check this thing out. We'll all want one of these little things. This thing is beautiful.
All right, AJ. Awesome. I thank you for the call, man. Technology is pretty amazing. I mean, we covered the robot fish and the big dogs over here a couple weeks back. I think some of the other ones we've covered are the rocket pack. They now have a rocket pack and the flying car. Yes, the flying car is here, folks. Believe it or not, type it in. It's not what you think, but it is a flying car. All right, let's jump to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, I just did an image search on that Dragonflyer X6. It looks very similar to something that was in my neighborhood taking some photos of a property that was about to be developed, except this thing looked, and I have pictures of it, I'd be glad to send you. I snapped some shots because it was such a curiosity, and the thing I saw looked basically like a scaled-down helicopter with large...
Well, what I was just saying to him is that in Miami, I don't know if you're in the Miami area, Chris, but I know a Miami police officer now using that UAV, helicopter type one, and a different one in law enforcement. They're being used.
Sure, and it looks like the camera is very similar, too. The one I saw had a telephoto lens. I chased it down as it was descending in the neighborhood, and I just caught some, and the person using it was just for property reasons. But anyway, about the documentary that Beck was referring to that Linda Thompson produced, but she did not narrate that. I was very disappointed when I heard her starting to encourage a march on Washington, a violent march, because I ran her video on public access in 96, and Bill Cooper did express his doubts about Linda Thompson as well and her video and the fact that she excluded so much information. And Bill Cooper, I was also in touch with him. I helped provide a lot of information to him for his bulletin board service, his dial-up service, which in case the Internet goes down, that might be one of the alternative options for communication. But as for Governor Jeb Bush, we need to ask, I think, what extraordinary powers did then-Governor Jeb Bush claim under his declared state of emergency, and whoever carried out such orders should be subpoenaed and questioned. So,
well, I definitely think that should be part of the independent 9/11 investigation that I've been advocating for, you know, 5+ years now. I mean, the bottom line is there are just so many coincidences and anomalies, not only regarding, you know, the event in general, but the Bush family. I mean, we just talked about Marvin Bush, Jeb Bush. Let's take it a step further. Let's talk about George H.W. Bush. This guy was in D.C. on the morning of 9/11 in the White House, and then he is flown later in the day to a meeting with bin Laden's half-brother for a meeting on the Carlyle Group, a group that includes the Bush family and the bin Laden family, and majors in you know, weapons and oil. So, I mean, give me a break. Something doesn't stink to high hell there.
Well, we're not conspiracy theorists. We're coincidence theorists, or we're led to be that way because we don't have answers, and there's so many coincidences that are just beyond chance. And another point that I wanted to make is that a little while ago, it says very interesting that Alex would predict that camps would be billed as something that, you know, like an recreational Club Med or something like that. Mm-hmm. And that's interesting that I had a dream very much like that, where people were just in a trenched area, and they just didn't want to get out because there was plenty of things to do, and it was all fun and games, but you know, people were still very impoverished, and they didn't have enough to eat, or and their clothes were ratty. So the bottom line is
we're being trained to love our servitude. I mean, just love it. Just beg for it, plead for it, and love our servitude. And each day, this general populace takes another step towards serfdom. And if they can enslave our minds first, which is what they've been doing, they're going to be successful in enslaving our bodies without us even really knowing it. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Bruce in Toronto. Bruce, you're on the air. Yes, Bruce. Once, twice. Bruce? All right, let's go to James in Pennsylvania. James, you're on the air.
Yeah, I got Bruce.
Okay, Bruce, you're on the air. Go.
Okay, great. Hey, I can do better than the last two callers. I actually own one of the Dragonflyers.
You do not. Get out of here.
I do, and they're great. They've got a nice little wireless video camera, and it's a UAV for the people. It's
what do you what do you got now? Now, explain this to me. You've got one. Now, you say there's a zoom on this lens. How good is it? Are we talking like 5 megapixels?
No, I didn't say there was a zoom on the lens.
Oh, okay. You said telephoto lens or no? What did you say?
It's just kind of a little wireless camera that's about the size of a penny, and it just clips onto a wing on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Got mine off eBay for like $450.
Oh, they're only $450. They're not that expensive at all.
You know, I got a used model, but I had to call in because you totally called that last camp that Glenn Beck showed. I was listening to his. Well, actually, I seen a video of his radio show on the internet today,
mm-hmm.
like right after the Alex Jones show. And North Korea, you called it, man.
Oh, it is North Korea. I'm right.
Absolutely. That's what he says. But I also know that you didn't hear his radio broadcast today because he went on to say again today that 9/11 truthers are dangerous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we didn't listen. No, I didn't get to listen to it. I actually went hunting for that right as I was going into tape the program. But I knew right away, as soon as he started to try to be genuine about a facility that was really a concentration camp and really about torture, it wasn't in this country. You know what I mean? Again, every time that he brings up any kind of negativity, it is never with the true power structure, ever. He'll tell you that both parties are controlled, but then he won't point to who controls them. He'll talk
Absolutely
about the New
not.
World Order, and then someone will get on his show who he's worshiping, like Saakashvili, and he won't call him on it when he talks about the New World Order. You know what I mean? The guy is 110% disingenuous scum, and I can't wait to tell Jones that is a facility out of North Korea.
Well, this is the transcript right off of his site. It says, any of these 9/11 truthers who I've been telling you for years are dangerous, wait a minute, there's evidence now that the guy in Pittsburgh possibly being associated, just rumors being associated with 9/11 truthers?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird, you know, in his fake little voice and stuff.
But it is
they are desperate to paint us up as anti-Semitic, racist Nazis, sir. That's what they want. They want people to believe that we actually want to exterminate a race of people and we're Looney Tunes. And that's why they always, that's why we're in this magazine right here, Special Intelligence Report. That's why InfoWars.com is listed. Not because we're bad people. It's because we go after the real tyrants. And they want to associate us with the scum of the earth, Nazis. I thank you for the call, Bruce. That's really cool. He has one of those UAVs. Only $450. That's actually really reasonable. I got to tell you, $500, that's, you know, to be able to, you want one, don't you, Hoosh? Think about it. Think if we had a little UAV in the office, huh? Oh, you got one? You got six? Okay. All right. Let's go to our next caller. James in Pennsylvania, you are on the line, sir. Yes, sir.
I just had some news and a guest suggestion to share with you, but first I want to comment on that piece of Glenn Beck. I've got a friend who's semi-informed, but he refuses to actually switch over to like InfoWars and the Real Truth Movement. He's stuck on Glenn Beck. And here's his excuses, because he's starting to see Glenn Beck's a liar. He just says Glenn Beck is being threatened by Fox and has to say these things. But he's sincere about it.
Dude, do you understand how badly the brain does not want to believe this stuff? It's just like I was talking about earlier, man. He is getting to the semi-awakened crowd, the crowd that knows something's wrong, that knows the parties are controlled but knows nothing else, and he's hooking them in. He's fishing them out, he's reeling them back, and he's throwing them in the oven, man. I mean, that's literally what this guy is doing. He's here to co-opt us. Continue.
Well, the worst part is he has even listened to you guys and seen some of your films, but he just refuses to leave this Glenn Beck. I don't know if he's just brainwashed that bad or what, but...
Well, get him to watch Fabled Enemies. Let him watch a hour and 40-minute documentary that doesn't deal with any of the controlled demolition, doesn't deal with the Pentagon, doesn't deal with what happened at Shanksville, Pennsylvania, just outlines the international intelligence organization that carried out the attacks, where they did it from, who they did it with, and have him say that 9/11 truthers are nuts after that. Everything I put in that film is 110% documented. Cannot be argued whatsoever. No one. I debated one of those SLC guys, the Screw Loose Change guys, on it. I owned him for 2+ hours. I mean, let him say 9/11 truth is nuts after watching a video like that, my friend.
You know, I'll have to show him that one then. anyway, the news I wanted to share, it was there was a mass shooting, or not a mass shooting, but three people were shot where I am.
Where are you at?
Altoona, Pennsylvania. It's a central Pennsylvania area.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, somebody robbed a subway, and it might have been gang-related. We don't know yet, but
mm-hmm.
gunned three people down. One of them was a classmate of mine. It's pretty bad. Mm. Dead now.
That's terrible.
So, yeah, but I just want to let you guys know, because I'm sure it'll be hitting the news soon, tomorrow,
right,
next day.
I'll be checking it out. I thank you for the call. All right, let's go to another call in Pennsylvania. Let's go to Colleen. Colleen, you're on the Info Warrior.
Hey, Burmese, what's going on?
How you doing?
Thanks for taking my call again.
You got it.
Okay, so what I want to talk about is, like Alex Jones said, every attack we get is a positive thing, okay? Mm-hmm. That means that we are holding our ground. That means that we are standing our ground, and it means that we're having an effect. So if anyone is insecure, that means we need to continue. That means we're having an effect, and that's really, really, really positive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I have a really strong question for you.
Okay.
Even with your callers, I noticed that maybe 20% of them are female. Why do you think this is? Now, with my personal awakening, mm-hmm. I came to the movement very slowly. I am currently registered Green Party. I have to change that
mm-hmm.
because they still support the carbon tax, which I'm very upset about.
I voted Green Party this year, unfortunately. I mean, I had to because I liked the candidate, but yeah, I understand what you're saying about that.
I know, McKinney killed it, and I've been Green Party since I was in college. I graduated in 2003 from Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
and I really, really feel very strongly about their platform, except for the carbon tax.
Mm-hmm.
But my real question to you, Burmese, is why is it that there are, you can clearly see that there are less females in the movement than there needs to be,
sure.
and my awakening began as a women's rights activist. If I wasn't free, then I woke up and realized who else isn't free and why.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how my awakening began. So how can I and others draw more females into the movement? And I feel that the media really oppresses females, mm-hmm. extraordinarily so. And mm-hmm. think that that's the reason that we see less females in the movement. And I want to know how you think we can bring more females in and why it is that there are less of us.
Sure. Well, number one, I think the reason that there are less females in the movement is because there are less female in almost every organization, no matter what the political standing. The only one that I can think of where there are more females than men is Code Pink. And that's pretty obvious why. It's because they adopted Pink. You know what I mean? I mean, these were women against the war. They glommed on to somebody like Cindy Sheehan. She was a powerful woman. She brought women in. You know, obviously women are going to be a part of the anti-war movement. But if you look at any of these anti-war protests, unless you're looking at Code Pink, you're largely looking at men. Okay, so number one, any group, whether it be the NRA or people in the 9/11 Truth Movement, they always have more men. Why is that? I don't know. I don't know why women don't seem to be as politically motivated. I think it's because they get caught up in, you know, other types of activities, whereas guys get caught up in things like sports and television and beer. Really, women get caught up in fashion and, you know, shows and, you know, reality programming like Bravo and all that other nonsense. But it seems like...
What's that? Carrying quote feminist, which is the other F word, I can tell you that women are very, I hate to say it, I'm speaking on behalf of the females right now, mm-hmm. are very entrenched in materialism.
Yeah.
And to break out of this paradigm, you have to understand that you are not your clothes, you're not your car, you're not
Fight
your handbag.
Club.
And for many women, it's difficult to find their personal identity in themselves if they don't identify with those things. I'm speaking on behalf of all the females right now, really. Mm-hmm. And I think that once they find that they aren't those things, if they aren't those things, then what are they? Mm-hmm. And I think that's really the main obstacle. That's where what I see. Maybe I'm wrong. I'd like to hear your perspective.
Yeah, well, I think that there's also that perspective of, you know, a lot of women, when they look for, you know, a husband, they're looking for somebody who can physically defend them, that's, you know, strong in their eyes, and they don't ever want to deal with that kind of thing. They never want to have to, I guess, I don't want to be sexist here, but quote-unquote be the man in the relationship or take charge in the relationship. Some women are looking for security. It's not every single woman. But I think that you're really just going to see a 2-to-1 ratio almost in anything of guys to gals when it's politically motivated. I mean, I can't name a movement out there politically that women have taken charge other than Code Pink. You know, other than Code Pink, I can't think of an organization that is largely women. I mean, obviously there's the League of Women Voters. There are the kind of like fraternity type clubs, like the counterparts to the Knights of Columbus. I can't remember what they wear, but they wear a certain hat or they're into like flowers. But it seems to me that those groups only exist because they have male counterparts. So why is that? It might just be nature. I don't know. I think that we can continue to bring more women in when we tell them, hey, you know, this is going to affect your children. I think we have to play on their heartstrings, on their kids more than anything. I mean, Loose Change Final Cut, as opposed to the second edition. The second edition was more geared towards the youth, and the Final Cut was really going after that soccer mom because she plays a huge role in that family. She can get the husband to watch some of these videos. She can inform her kids. She's probably with the kids more than the husband. So I hope that we can get past that. I don't know if we will. I thank you for the call, Colleen. We're going to go to Brandy and Jim in the final segment of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's me, Jason Burmes. I'm back live. Hey, we were just talking during the break. I've been here working on the new Obama film, The Obama Deception, number one on the web. You know, hundreds of versions, a couple of them with over 1 million views that we can see. But look at this. The End of Excess, Why the Crisis is Good for America. And Time Magazine, like Tarpley predicted, says, oh, it's because we've had too much money and lived too well. That caused the collapse. No, foreign offshore eugenics bankers who want to implode things so we can have a good living and brag about it engineered it.
Yeah, actually, that's the position South Park recently took on their episode on the financial crisis. We're all bad. We made it happen. It wasn't the bankers. It's us. We bought too many stupid things in the
item that they used was a Margaritaville maker.
I've seen news articles where they say, oh, it's because we bought flat screen TVs. But then I saw another market analysis admitting, well, actually, Americans compared to the 70s, the last time they did big studies, are actually buying less stuff. We have less discretionary income. We're actually working more jobs. Most Americans actually bust their butts.
Yeah.
Now, they may be busy in their off time watching hockey or football or UFC or whatever, but the issue is that, they're hardworking. And then there are a bunch of lazy people in the country the hardworking people carry. Yeah. But I'm going to let you take a few final calls. I'm going to really break down what's going on. We're breaking out. We're having a huge effect right now. Everybody just keep spreading the word and keep spreading the information about the Obama deception. It's free on InfoWars.com. Bottom of the right-hand page, the best YouTube free version we found. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Get the live TV shows we do twice a day. Get all the materials. That little $5.95 a month funds us to continue. And you can download all the films in the highest quality and burn them to disc. Get it today. PrisonPlanet.tv. Burmese, it was great sitting in with you.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. You got it. All right, let's jump to Brandy in Indiana. Brandy, you are on the air. Yes, Brandy.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
I'm doing well. The reason why I was calling is because I found out some information tonight, and especially with like the latest factors and vaccines that have come out being tainted with the bird flu virus.
Mm-hmm.
On April 29th in Akron, Ohio, FEMA is coming in and doing a drill. They're asking for 200 volunteer victims
for a pandemic
yeah,
drill, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, this is a nexus point right in front of me right now is a document from 2007 going out to people who own cemeteries in New York State, asking them if they have room for 950 bodies per acre, and if they have thousands of acres to spare. There's a reason they're starting to drill this stuff. I would encourage you to please email that to me, myspace.com/Jason Burmese, or get at me on Facebook. Send it to Rob D at InfoWars and Aaron at InfoWars.com, and we've got to post that. Hopefully we can get a couple infiltrators in there with some nice cell phone cameras, because they're obviously, if you get the job as one of the 200 actors, they're not going to let you film it. But if you have your cell phone cam there, you have a nice one. I got a nice little DivX phone. It takes great video. You got an iPhone, takes pretty decent video. Help us out. Join this thing. When is it? It's April 20 what?
It's April 29th. I think that they've already cut off the date for volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it ended on March 27th.
Well, then we need to send somebody out there who's in Akron, Ohio, knows where this is going to happen, and starts filming it. I thank you for the call, Brandy. Thank you for the heads up. That's why this program is great. That's why we take callers, because we don't know everything. We need your tips. All right, final caller of the night. Jim in Pennsylvania, you got about 60 seconds, sir. Go for it.
Hey, you guys are doing an excellent job, a longtime caller and listener. I just wanted to congratulate you guys for doing such a great job.
Well, thank you, man, and hopefully people like you can come out and help us when we go to Texas on the 15th to take on this scumbag, this disingenuous slime ball, Glenn Beck, and show people that these camps are real, that the civilian inmate labor program does exist, and that we're not racist Nazi scum. We're here to help everybody.
That's not
free, you're not free. And if you're not free, my family ain't free. And I can't get down with that. It's the Info Warrior, folks. I will be back tomorrow, 9 to midnight Central Time, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com. God bless you all.